Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, the 20th day of January, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I'll tell you about some of the guests and information we're going to be covering today here in just a moment. But last night, I did a radio interview, went to bed at about midnight, and at 3:35 a.m., I woke up and couldn't go back to sleep. And I just sat there in the dark for hours thinking about this country, the planet, what we're up against. And I just had this overwhelming feeling, you know, in the quiet stillness of the night, that I'm not living up to the real potential of what I'm supposed to do. And that I'm not doing the job I should be doing in the incredible position I'm in. And one person was in my mind. And that was Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is the counterfeit of what I am. I'm a real person. And I'm a flawed individual like everyone else. And I, many times, I don't think I deserve the incredible platform I have. And I've really rationalized to myself and lied to myself over the years and tried to play down my importance, though I have all this deep political and geopolitical and historical understanding. A lot of times we're blind. We have blind spots when it comes to ourselves. As much good as we've done, as many people as we've woken up, the world is far too dangerous and in too important a time, and I just pray to God. I pray to God to help me be strong. I pray to God to help me be focused and true and to really be able to articulate to people what I understand. You know, I don't tune into Glenn Beck more than once or twice a week because I'm so busy running my own radio show, doing radio interviews, making films, producing videos. To really keep track of what he's doing, I mainly spend most of my time reading legislation and what's happening around the world. But every time I tune in, it just blows me away how transparent he is and what a Benedict Arnold he is. I mean, I tuned in yesterday for 5 minutes because I get ready at home and then I drive into work, get here about 30 minutes to an hour generally before the show starts. And so I'm driving in and I tune into different talk stations around the state just to get a feel for what's going on there. And yesterday he was talking about how we need new taxes. He was doing it in his last hour to pay off the banks and how that's conservative to have taxes raised instead of cutting government or instead of arresting the bankers. And then this morning I tuned in for 5 minutes. And he was saying that 9/11 truthers are going to infiltrate the White House and kill Barack Obama. I mean, what type of... I can't keep track of it all. I don't have the time to watch this guy. Every time I tune in, it's pure evil, mixed with a bunch of patriot talk. And he uses every term I use. He always covers the day after I cover it, what I'm covering, exactly in the same words, but then weaves his evil into it. And to watch all the work I've done being turned into evil, I'm asking God, how do we beat this? I mean, we're starting to beat Obama. I mean, I knew he was a counterfeit of grassroots from the left, and we exposed him first and got a lot of heat for it. And now Beck, I mean, this guy's setting us up. And I don't want to talk about Beck, but I have to.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of the tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, 20th day of January, 2010. Scott Brown has trounced his Democratic opponent, taking Ted Kennedy's seat in the U.S. Senate. This does mark a massive realignment towards what many are calling the New Liberty Platform. Paul Watson has a key article going up in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.com on this subject. The problem is I've actually pulled his voting record in 2006 in the State House. He was one of the instrumental Republicans helping to pass the Massachusetts model of government-run health care that actually penalizes you if you don't have it, that Obama designed his off of. So that's my issue here, is that if this was a Deborah Medina type, a Ron Paul type, then I would be very excited about it. The problem is we see this. Everybody gets mad at Bush. Big government corruption, they put Obama in. People get mad at Obama, they start putting Republicans in. And then the betrayal just goes on and on and on. It's very elementary. It's very simple. We're going to break that down today. In fact, we're going to break it down in this hour. Also, new developments on the Austin Gun Show being shut down. And so I'm just pausing because playing in my ear is thunderstorms. And I'm sitting here on air, and there's thunderstorms going off in my ear. So I was asking the guys if they could hear that. It's gone now. Did you guys hear that? That's really strange. Come listen to this for yourself. Here, take my earpiece. Listen to this, because it's back. What a crazy radio show! Listen to that. Poor guy's got to. You don't have to stick that in your ear, but you can hold it up and listen to it. Yeah, you hear that thunderstorm? You do hear that. Okay, I'm not going crazy. So something's piping thunderstorm into my ear, but you guys don't hear it in there. You only hear it off my system. Oh, I tell you what, man. So, you do hear it out there now? Interesting. Well, as long as it's not going over air, I can do the show with thunderstorm going off. It's kind of relaxing. It's like a thunderstorm. It's about 10 miles away, and you hear the rain falling, and you hear the thunder off in the distance. Kind of like a thunderstorm coming into the beach. But we're going to be going over that today. And we're going to be breaking down the latest on what's happening in Haiti. Also, the setup for web censorship now being openly announced and developed here in the United States. Also, there's a big international investigation being founded and being formed over in the European Union. And we're going to be breaking it all down here on the radio broadcast today. I talked about in the first segment the fact that we know that the Republican Party is positioning themselves. It's a talking point. Rick Perry's doing it. They're all doing it as these patriots that want to secede and defeat the New World Order, but then every one of them has a New World Order pedigree, and they say one thing and then do another. And so that's the big issue. We are winning the fight for the hearts and minds of the people. The people are waking up, so that's an incredibly positive thing that is going on. But the other issue is, what do we do, though, because the establishment is taking on our political coloration, but is absolutely guaranteed to betray us? And so where does this go in the political process? And, I mean, this is the big issue. We have the people's attention. The people are in the process of really getting educated and waking up. But the system is coming in with their full bag of tricks. We're going to figure out what's going on technically, and then we'll be right back. But this song is for you out there fighting for liberty and freedom.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution!
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will. once before. Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
study the facts, when you really care, and you don't just want to climb the ladder and serve the powers that be in the New World Order, and you have a conscience, it is very painful to watch people being conned, to watch people being manipulated, to watch people falling for the same tricks over and over and over again, and to hear people saying that sales taxes, value-added taxes, excise taxes to pay off money to banks we don't owe is conservative. To watch somebody get up and say we need to pass the banker bailout in October of 2008 and now say they were against the bailout. To say that Ron Paul's a kook and his supporters need to have the army sicked on him. To hear them today, Glenn Beck, say that. And again, I tuned in for 5 minutes. I can't imagine what's going on this on his show. He said, I really worry for Barack Obama if he changes his communist ways. I'm really worried that if he moves to the middle, that 9/11 truthers that he has in his White House, Secret Service better protect him. Because he basically says the 9/11 truthers are going to kill him. That's like saying Marvin the Martian is going to land from Pluto and start eating children's brains. It's just total yellow journalism fraud. By the way, 9/11 Truth is busy confronting Al Gore on the front lines everywhere, exposing man-made global warming as a fraud. The real core of 9/11 Truth, We Are Changing Others. We're just people who aren't politically affiliated, and if there's evidence of the government being involved in something, like 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners say that 9/11 is a fraud and a cover-up, and if we have all this evidence of previous government-sponsored terror and lies about WMDs, and then this guy gets up and starts the 9/12 movement to bring us back to the day after 9/11. You mean the day we got the Patriot Act? The day we started torturing people? The day we launched fraudulent wars based on lies? I mean, that's his revolution? I mean, Obama's continuing all those wars based on those lies. There's no difference. It's just different rhetoric. And this guy says raise taxes and 9/11 truthers want to kill Obama. I mean, that's what he said. And it's like Benedict Arnold throughout the Revolutionary War posing as a patriot, and it came out he was a British agent all along. At least Arnold hid it. Beck doesn't even hide it. And he's dangerous, folks.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 20th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,129.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,160.15, $580.07 for a half ounce, or $290.04 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,160.15, $580.07, or $290.04.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, in the last hour today, I'm going to really spend some time on Glenn Beck. And I can have the guys just call up countless clips of him from TV and radio. We're going to get the clip from today where he basically said 9/11 truthers are going to sneak into the White House and kill President Obama. I mean, they are really setting us up for a false flag attack. They recognize Cass Sunstein at the White House, Obama's regulations arm, says the number one enemy is 9/11 truth. And then notice Glenn Beck says that. See, notice Obama expands all these wars and continues the Patriot Act and torture. But then Beck comes out and poses like a patriot and says, yeah, we're going to defeat the communist revolution of Obama when he's financed by Wall Street. He's not a communist. Oh, he takes your wealth through a communist system and gives it to the banks. Yeah, we're going to have the 9/12 movement. We're going to launch more wars. We're going to fight the Muslims. Well, I mean, then you should love Obama. See, they miscast Obama as somebody he really isn't. He's a corporate shill. He's a fake revolutionary to lead the left back into the arms of the New World Order. And it's the same thing with Glenn Beck, who talks to his audience like they're five-year-olds. It's his job to keep people on the reservation. I mean, you're seeing how important the Tea Party movement is that they've taken over. You're seeing that they just created one of the most amazing sea change events in modern political history in Massachusetts. But it's a fraud. Everybody's euphorically celebrating, running around happy. And if we take the initiative on this and continue to educate people, and if folks don't start going to sleep, something good may come out of this. But I've had my problems with Rush Limbaugh being a rhino, and I've had my problems with Savage with talk of restricting free speech until his speech gets restricted. But these guys are nothing compared to Glenn Beck. I mean, Glenn Beck is consciously an operative of the New World Order. He revels in deception. I mean, I listen to it, and it is levels of twisted deceit that are, it's just devilish. It's devilish. And I know it leads to rack and ruin. So, Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, we've talked so much about and played clips of, he agrees 9/11 truth is deadly dangerous to the government. They had congressional studies, as you know, in 2007, equating it with terrorism. You've had Glenn Beck with the talking points and Bill O'Reilly and everybody else the last 3 years equating 9/11 truth with violence. You've had MSNBC, Joe Scarborough saying arrest him, send him to a camp, taser him, torture him. Remember all of that? And then Glenn Beck starts talking about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers and shattering the left-right paradigm. And then he reinforces the left-right paradigm in the next breath. And people email me and say, hey, man, don't be down on Beck. He's, you know, he's our savior. You know, he's the guy now leading the Tea Party movement out of anybody out there. Not Sarah Palin, not Ron Paul, not anybody. It's Glenn Beck. And they're creating a cult of personality around him. And he plays his role well. He acts like a clown and a fool. Calls himself a circus clown or a rodeo clown for the cover of Time Magazine and Newsweek. Does the fake crying on camera. Says it's all fake so that liberals hear that and don't become populist against the New World Order because they think Beck is behind it and they go running back into the arms of Obama. He's meant to look so bad to the left that they go ahead and go along with Obama and his agenda because the alternative is Glenn Beck and pill-popping Rush Limbaugh. And Obama is meant to look so bad to conservatives that they go ahead and go along with Fox News and Glenn Beck and watered-down versions of what Obama is going to do. When none of it is acceptable, and I don't like being managed by a bunch of corporate spin doctors and psych warfare chiefs. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing my people conned and bamboozled. And I'm tired of seeing all the work I've done and you've done co-opted, and I don't know how to beat it. I know in the long run we're going to beat it because people are going to find out, like you found out with Obama and Bush and everything else, this is a scam. All right, I'm going to get into all the other news when we come back. Another big government hoax that's crashing and burning in flames.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Yes.
call in with breaking huge news that we then ferret out and confirm, and it's always some new horrible violation of rights and freedoms going on covertly and illegally by the federal government at the local level. But nevertheless, we are going to your phone calls. I mean, I'm not here on this radio show trying to find evidence of government corruption. There's so much of it, I'm exhausted mentally, psychologically, spiritually. I don't even want to learn more. I don't even want to know more. I'm like the general public. I'm so deep down this rat hole, this Alice in Wonderland system, that I can't believe it. I can't believe the bold corruption. Now they're saying a new banker bailout, trillions more robbing everything. I mean, And then I see fake revolutions that are controlled by the government. I mean, this thing in Massachusetts is wonderful on the surface. I mean, you've got a Democrat-controlled seat that's never been Republican, and it looks like the Republican's going to win, taking Ted Kennedy's seat, and that shows that the ultra-liberal, brainwashed collectivist in Massachusetts have finally had enough and know that Obama completely betrayed them. And so they're hoping Republicans won't betray them. But the Democrats don't care. They say, we don't care if it destroys our party. We're going to pass government takeover of health care because they're bought and paid for by big banks, and they're going to get multi-million dollar jobs in the private sector as part of their payoffs, and they don't care. They're bank robbers. They don't care if you don't like them. And the Republicans are going to betray you as they take over the House and Senate in the next 2 to 3 years, probably this year. And you watch, just like when the Democrats got in 2006 and the wars expanded, Obama gets in. So we've got to ask ourselves, how do we fix this when both parties, whatever party's out of power, poses as if they're patriots? The Republican Party sounds like Alex Jones. I mean, Dick Armey's talking about world government, world socialism, new world order. Glenn Beck is. But what is Glenn Beck's solution? An excise tax and a sales tax? I drove into work this morning and tuned in to him. I tuned in for 5 minutes, spot checking different shows. And he was saying we've got to have new taxes. He had Kramer on from CNBC. Oh, we need new taxes. Oh, it's so conservative to pay off this debt. It's an illegal debt to foreign banks. We don't need to pay it. When they've got the supposed patriots pushing for new taxes, ladies and gentlemen, do you need me to explain to you that that's why he's Benedict Arnold? I love Napolitano. I'm not going after Beck because he's got the number one TV show on cable news. I would love it if he was a real deal. He's not. They've got a little bit of Napolitano they spice up here and there because he's for real, and then they can get the whole libertarian Ron Paul audience with it. And we need to put pressure on Beck to knock it off. He's got all these conservative zombies out there now chanting, we need tax raise. We need new taxes. No, 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 no. That is not conservative. Every time I tune into the TV show or the radio show, he's calling for taxes. He must be doing this every 5 minutes. I literally watch YouTube clips of him 2 or 3 times a week of select things he does. And a lot of times we have multiple TVs on so people can just monitor. We have 2 TVs in the studio, TV in the coffee room, TVs back in the hallways on different C-SPAN, different news channels. And I'll be in there getting coffee at 10 o'clock at night or something, and they'll be re-airing back, or it'll be 5 o'clock and I'm up here and they got him on. And I'll be sitting there, and it's just every time I see the deception, I see the sucker punch, I see the Benedict Arnold. I mean, and I don't want to be enemies with Beck. It's not good for my radio show. It's not good for the success of what I do, but it is good for the country, and so I'm going to ram him. I'm going to ram him politically, just like you think it was popular to come out day one when they staged 9/11 and document how it was an inside job, lost more than half my stations. You think it was good to attack Obama when he had an 85, 86, 87, depending on the poll approval rating? I rammed him. I rammed him the day he got elected as a traitor. I rammed him as soon as he got in office. You think it was popular to come out day one with the Obama deception and say he was a complete liar and betrayer? Now, 6-8 months later, I'm looking good, aren't I? Because I told the truth. I was right again. And I told you Obama's bad, and I told you George Bush was bad, and I'm telling you, Glenn Beck is bona fide evil. All right, I'm going to shut up. Just a word to the wise is sufficient. He called for the banker bailout. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying I'm a liar. Oh, really? Just go to YouTube and type in Glenn Beck supports bailout, or go to the video clip, Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. It has the clips of him calling Ron Paul a kook, a nut, saying arrest Ron Paul supporters. They've got new clips of him a few months ago doing it. He is a double-talking piece of trash. Look, I hate Chris Matthews. I can't stand him. He makes me sick. He is an absolute piece of trash, a race-baiting person injecting racial division. You know, if you think Obama's a socialist, that's code word for the N-word. You know, really evil stuff. But at least he's evil and out in the open as an American-hating piece of trash. All right, I said I was going to cover Haiti and get to other news and take your calls. It's just, I can't stand phoniness. And I can't stand watching people getting conned. I cannot abide it. Hey, you want to get betrayed, though? Go ahead. Just like you moron Democrats. You are so stupid. Of course Obama was a shill. Of course he was a con man. Of course he betrayed everything he said he'd do. Look at his donors. Look at who he appointed. A year out during the election, he was saying he'd end the war immediately, end wiretapping, end secret arrest, end torture, end all the wars, not hiring lobbyists. And I said on air, I said, if this guy's for real, they will assassinate him. And there were stories about the Secret Service not protecting him in Dallas. And I said, man, this looks bad. But I said, because he's got Rahm Emanuel behind him, because who's the guy that stopped the Democrats from ending the war in 2006, honchoed that, because he's got Axelrod, because of the people around him, because of the fact he's gotten 3 to 5 times, depending on the donor, on average is 4 times, the Wall Street money McCain's got, I said, 98% chance this is a scam. And then we knew it was a scam 4 months before he got elected in November of 2008, because he immediately said, I never said we were going to get out of Iraq immediately, 16 months. By the time he got elected, it was 20 months. Well, I never said to get rid of the Patriot Act. Well, I never said I wouldn't hire lobbyists. Well, I never said I wouldn't have signing statements. Well, I said, that's it. I've been recording everything he'd been doing. They're building him up as this messianic leader. He does have all these admitted authoritarians in his administration. We declare war on Obama in the info war, and I began making the Obama deception on election night. I'd already quietly told my team 3 months before, he's going to be the president, he's going to betray, we're going to make a film called The Obama Deception on him. And we went into gear, and the media said, how did Alex Jones, only a month and a half after he got in office, already have a film out saying, you know, and that was the line on the George Soros news websites was, Mr. Jones does a hate piece before Obama's even had time to do anything, making up all these lies. You watch that film, it is evergreen. People watch it and they go, how did this guy make this? When Obama had just been elected, how did he know all this would happen? Because I can read all the white papers of every one of his czars. I know what they think. I stay up till 3-4 in the morning reading what they say. And then I get up here and I've got so much knowledge and information, I can't even dump it all on you. There's too much of it. And guaranteed the Republicans are going to get in and betray you and stage terror attacks and launch new wars. And you know what? I'm not saying vote for the Democrats either. I'm saying, what do we do? This is a scam. It's like I'm at a Don King boxing match, and people are saying, who are you going to bet on, Alex? Who are you going to bet on? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who Don King has rigged this for. He owns both the fighters. They're like, but don't you like the boxing match, Alex? Don't you think this guy's got, you know, better punching power and more stamina? It doesn't matter. It's rigged. Don't you people get it? I don't know what we do. But I can't just play along with this phony, baloney narrative. You know, I do know what we do, but it's a wide range of things. We get libertarians and Republicans elected who have the bona fides, who have the facts, who have the pedigree, like Ron Paul, like Deborah Medina, people like that. You run for office, for whether it's dog catcher or the school board or mayor or whatever it is, or the water district. Believe me, there's corruption going on everywhere. One good person in one of those bodies can sabotage the corruption. You just get up and start fighting. Doesn't mean you got all the answers. Doesn't mean you land every punch. But, I mean, just get it going, folks. I'm sure a lot of you have been in a fist fight with some bully. I mean, you don't sit there and calculate it all. You stomp somebody. Just start stomping. Open up a can of resistance. It's like cleaning your garage out. You know, you hadn't cleaned it in 3-4 years. It's full of crud, just jam-packed full of spider webs and garbage and Christmas ornaments and everything else and old clothes. And if you sit there and eat around the edges of it and fiddle-prattle with it, you'll never get it done. You just got to get going. Does it mean you're going to get it all done right? Does it mean you're going to get it all done that day? No. But you just start getting aggressive and taking action. That's what you do. And you get your states, which are on the verge of revolting under the Constitution. It's already happening. You get them to say no to the feds. You discredit the government. You discredit both parties. You expose. I mean, at CPAC every year, they have Newt Gingrich speak. Newt Gingrich is for gun control. Newt Gingrich is for man-made global warming carbon taxes. Newt Gingrich openly calls for world government in multiple books he's written. I mean, why do you support the Republican Party and CPAC when they have people like him speaking at them? Why does Rush Limbaugh say how great Newt Gingrich is? We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into Haiti and then some other news. And I'm going to go to your calls the full next hour. And then the horrible attacks on the Second Amendment. Big new developments there. They just went ahead and just said, look, we're just banning the gun show, period. No law, no regulation. They just banned it after the show yesterday. They just said, you know what? You're not going to rally the people and stop us, Alex. We're just banning it. No more gun shows in Austin. If you don't like it, we'll SWAT team. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we rarely have technical difficulties actually in the studio. And my Neumann German $2,000 microphone, we discovered, was the issue. But luckily, it was a lot louder in my ear and in the studio than what went out over air. So you never really have that happen, have a microphone break on you when you're live on air. But the team tracked down the problem and tracked down the chain and found out that it was the microphone. So here I am live, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got the rest of the important radio broadcast lined up. I tell you, Murphy's Law that this would happen on such an important day when we see a massive political realignment in this country with the election of Brown in Massachusetts. And I'm going to be breaking that down in full detail. I wanted to open the phones up in the first hour. We have a guest coming up in the next hour to talk about what's happening in England and in Europe. As it's discovered that basically almost every new member of parliament, their economist in the EU, are open Marxist-Leninist, Stalinist, Maoist. What's going on? I mean, is this a communist invasion? No. The big banks always put communists in. They always fund them, finance them, because big banks are thieves. They are pirates. And they sell communism as a way to make the people dependent and to get the people in debt. And you have offshore banks and corporations that then loot the war chest. And that's what's going on right now. And so we've got Godfrey Bloom coming up later in the next hour today. Member of the European Union Parliament. And we'll also get his take on the European Union Health Board investigating swine flu as an orchestrated hoax and fraud. Another government hoax implodes. And that's the good news. In the past, most government hoaxes succeeded. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, they fooled us literally thousands of times. Now it isn't working anymore, and that's the exciting big news here. And so if we do really hold Republicans' feet to the fire, and if we do get real conservatives and libertarians elected to replace the Democrats, that would be a good thing. The problem is I've been reading Brown's voting record, and it doesn't look good. So we'll be going over all of that as well. We've got some big health issues I want to break down, like Europe and Russia banning poultry soaked in bleach.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom.
I think my audio video engineers figured out why my microphone started having problems. I did a really hard knock and talk, talking about police all over the country under federal grants. Just come to your door and bang, bang, bang. They say, hey, we want to come in and look at your guns. And about how un-American, how authoritarian, man, I tell you what. Think about how un-American, how authoritarian, man, I tell you what. Think about how un-American, how authoritarian, right out of Russia, that is, and how the military is all over the news on record admitting they're doing gun confiscation drills. And then they say, well, you know, some people commit crimes with guns, so we've got to do this. It's like the APD gave a press conference yesterday about shutting down the North Austin gun show. They've been there for close to 20 years. And they said, well, sometimes neighbors got scared by seeing people in the parking lot with guns. And, you know, in the last couple of years, we did a few stings of people selling guns to other people. It's not illegal, but they're calling it a sting. See, after they got media heat, they put out a press release about a sting. The good news is that I have since gone to the Austin American Statesman, KVUE, and read their comments, and they're running about 8 out of 10 absolutely are saying this is color of law, this is fraud, the police basically ordered HEB to do this, the leaseholders under threat, which did happen. We have the eyewitness who was there, the gun show operator, and then now HEB has just completely terminated their lease and no more gun show. And a few people, obviously city bureaucrats and others, are in the articles going, big deal, it's free market, let the leaseholder do this. So I guess if the police come to your business and go to your leaseholder and say, your tenant's not breaking any laws, and you knew they were going to be doing this in the space, but you can't allow this anymore, and then you get thrown out on your butt, I guess that's okay. You know, because that's what Hitler and Stalin and Mao did. I guess that's okay. And I guess it's okay, the Supreme Court's ruled they can take your property without just compensation. And I guess it's okay that the banks have stolen $28 trillion, not $700 billion. And I guess it's okay that the very people that gave the banks the bailout money gave themselves giant bonuses, in the case of Paulson, over $200 million to himself. I guess that's okay, too. And I guess all the corruption is okay. No, this country is going down the tubes. This country and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And the denial needs to end out there. I mean, why were these gun shows legal previously? They're still legal. The police just march around and end them. What you're doing is wrong. And they go, oh, well, illegal aliens might have bought some. That's who they use in the stings. You know, they walk up to some old man who's got a table and got two or three guns he's getting rid of for money. And the illegal alien says, I want to buy this, and it's totally legal for you to sell it to him. If you had knowledge that they were illegal, it'd be illegal, but you have no knowledge. It's your right to sell something to somebody. And they bust you. They send you to prison. They make a big deal out of it on the news. And that's just like they raid people every day in the news because the neighbor sees you in your garage cleaning guns. Or because the neighbor sees you getting your deer rifle out, parked on the side of the road, and putting it in your buddy's car because you're meeting them and you're parking your car at work. I see that every week where somebody pulls in, parks at work, pulls out a deer rifle, sticks it in Bubba's car. They're riding out to the deer lease. SWAT teams hit them hard. And the cops get up and have press conferences about how they stopped something dangerous and thank to the public for calling us. I mean, how about the public? I'm not saying do this, but how would the police like it if people started calling in police reports? Yeah, I see a guy. He's in a car. He's parked in front of this donut place. He's got a gun. Yeah, he's got a gun. Well, what's he doing? Well, he's just sitting in his car on the phone that I saw him get in. He's got a gun. And watch police pull in with a SWAT team on another cop. I mean, that's how this works in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to simulcast the remainder of the second hour, all of the third and fourth, starting at the 8 after break. We've got European Union Member of Parliament joining us for his second visit, Godfrey Bloom, with a host of reports on the global greenhouse gas taxes that they're still trying to force through the EU. They've announced the EU, Obama and Gordon Brown have, will be the new body that will levy taxes on us, even if the treaty wasn't signed, to be paying this into the IMF and World Bank. So that is coming up. We'll also talk about a host of other issues with him. Like this report, Greece cancels order for swine flu vaccine. Greece has canceled the remaining order of about 8 million batches of the vaccine against the deadly swine flu. Local media citing the government source saying that basically no one is taking it and the public believes it's a fraud and the government's saying it's a fraud. Here's another report from PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Steve Watson, international hearings begin on falsified, that's a quote, swine flu pandemic. Greatest medical scandal of the century to come under scrutiny. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, a 47-nation body encompassing democratically elected members of Parliament, has begun hearings to investigate whether the H1N1 swine flu pandemic was falsified or exaggerated in an attempt to profit from vaccine sales. And I had the article a few days ago. When did those hearings in the House start on fraud by Geithner and Paulson, both called over giving themselves bonuses of money that they sent to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others? So, see, I mean, on every front, these guys are in trouble. And the European Union body itself is saying this was all a premeditated, profit-making fraud, hyped up that it wasn't really a dangerous virus, that it's killed around 11% of what the regular flu does, that the vaccine itself is dangerous. Remember, members of the European Union, the German government, the German military, they wouldn't take what they were pushing the public to take. So the fraud is imploding, and this is really a wonderful thing that's happening. So all those people that made fun of you, all those talk show hosts like Dr. Dina Dell that told you should be arrested if you don't take the shot, or people should be sued who don't take it because they're endangering others. Wait, if you already take the deadly shot and you think it protects you, well, then why am I hurting you if I don't take it, if you're supposedly immune? Of course, the vaccine insert admits it has mercury, can cause Guillain-Barré, cancer virus RNA, brain damage, neurological disorders, sterilization, reduced fertility. I mean, that's in the five major vaccine makers in Europe and the U.S. Every one of the inserts says that. And that's how we beat these people. They called us conspiracy theorists, and we just every day got up on air and said, okay, here's the insert. I'm going to read it on air. And on TV, we showed you the insert. And we opened up packages of the flu vaccine on air and showed you the actual insert. We told you go to the pharmacy, ask for the actual insert, not the government-approved fact sheet. They had a government-put-out fact sheet that the vaccine makers made up that said, does not cause neurological disorders, does not have mercury, cannot sterilize you, has absolutely no side effects, is wonderful. And we'd say, look, they have this fake sheet they give you, but here's what actually comes out of the package of it. And we destroyed them. See, they can't sit there and say, oh, there's no plan for a global carbon tax, and then they openly push it. They can't say there's no mercury in the shots, and then the shots have the mercury. They can't get away with this. They call us a conspiracy theorist, like Cass Sunstein, the White House regulatory czar. He says, ban and arrest someone. This is worse than the rules they've got in Europe. He's calling it a hate crime now to say that man-made global warming isn't real. He says, arrest you. These guys are open tyrants. It's over for them if we simply point our fingers at them and say, you are a thug. You are a tyrant in the long lineage of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong and Julius Caesar. You are tyrannous.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to open the phones for the second half of the broadcast so you can respond to all the important news that's taking place. Scott Brown, of course, ladies and gentlemen, has won a landslide victory in the state of Massachusetts, taking Ted Kennedy's seat. I want to go over his voting record, though, because obviously it is a message to Obama that we don't want the government hijacking of health care. We don't want all the Marxist-Leninists that openly have every major czarship in his government running our lives. The problem is, if this is the type of Republicans that are going to be replacing the Democrats, we're in trouble. Okay? So it is a good message. It is overall a positive thing if we navigate this correctly. Or we'll end up in 3 years with a watered-down globalist Republican that will just continue along the lines of George Bush and Barack Obama. But there is a major realignment taking place. And not just a realignment here in the United States. In Europe, every time a country gets a chance to vote, they vote down joining the European Union. The problem is that they just keep bringing the vote back over and over again, like Ireland, till it passes. Now, we are joined for the balance of the hour with the European Member of Parliament from Yorkshire and Humber for the United Kingdom Independence Party. We are joined by Godfrey Bloom, godfreybloom.mep.co.uk, to talk about a host of issues. But I wanted to get him back on last week when I saw some press releases he was putting out about the type of people that are coming into the European Parliament now and the type of bureaucrats they're hiring are open Marxist-Leninists. Now, then when you point out that almost all of Obama's czars or almost all the bureaucrats in the EU write books and articles saying they want total communism, then you say, I don't want communism. And they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, doesn't exist. I mean, you cannot ignore that Obama's diversity czar praises Mao and praises the Venezuelan leader, Hugo Chavez, who is starting to really become a dictator and restrict free speech. I mean, I liked it when he killed the North American, Central American, South American union they were setting up. But, I mean, he just gets worse and worse by the minute. So we're going to be breaking that down with him as well as the fact that it's now coming out that the swine flu hype was a profit-making scam and it was a dangerous vaccine. I want to get his view on that. Mr. Bloom, great to have you on with us.
A great pleasure again, Alex. Morning to you and morning to Texas.
I've thrown out a lot of issues there at the start, but let's get into your press release first with the type of individuals infesting the European Union, then the latest on Gordon Brown and Obama saying that they're going to try to just have the EU, England, and the U.S. start raising carbon taxes, even though Copenhagen failed to get a treaty. France says, even though their Supreme Court found their carbon tax to be unfair and discriminatory because the government can selectively enforce it. That's their plan. Shut down their competition, give favors to friends. I want to talk about that as well, how they're trying to regroup. They're now announcing they're going to try to list other gases as deadly. So they're not giving up, even though they've been exposed.
Yes, I've been in the chamber this very afternoon talking about this very subject, actually, and it's interesting. Fascinating, I have to say, just how similar the problems that we both have, you in America over there and we here in Europe, the same lies, the same cheating, the same scams, all and about the same things. Absolutely fascinating how close we are. We're running along on parallel lines here with lying and the cheating. May it help a little bit if I just explained where we are at the moment. Every 5 years, we have a new parliament, which I mentioned briefly when I was on your show last. Every 5 years, the commission, the commissioners change, or commissars, as they're called by some countries here, and commissar is probably a better word. These individuals are selected by governments. There are 27 of them, because we have 27 countries in the European Union. And these chaps are put forward with specific briefs, whether it's climate, whether it's the economy, whether it's consumers, whatever their brief happens to be. There are 27 of them, and every 5 years they're put forward, these characters, and we are allowed to interview them, and I'm allowed to ask them questions for 1 minute, and I'm allowed a supplementary question of 1 minute. So I, as an elected member for Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire, with over a quarter of a million votes on the committee, I'm only allowed 2 minutes to cross-examine these scoundrels, and they call that democracy.
Tell us about some of these individuals. I mean, they don't hide that they believe the European Union is the rebirth of basically the Soviet Union.
Yes, indeed. And out of the 27, we have, I think, around about 15 unashamed communists who don't try and pretend it. They don't try and cover it up. For an example, there's the Spaniard, Mr. Illumina, who is a self-confessed Marxist. He's a member of the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party, and he was part of a joint communist administration in Spain in the year 2000, and they supported the Kremlin when they were trying to stop the Baltic states getting their independence. So that's the sort of individual that we're dealing with. He's now in charge of Competition Commission. He's the Competition Commissioner. He's now in charge of 27 countries' competition arrangements.
So this is rule by the bureaucracy, just like Obama and his czars. They don't care what the Congress says. They don't care what the countries say. They just do whatever they want.
Well, they do, because my parliament, laughingly called a parliament, is not a parliament as you and I would understand it, Alex. It's an amending chamber. So we get the law comes across to my parliament from the commission bureaucracy, and we get to change a few of the sentences and put a couple of full stops and commas in. But the actual law is created by people like this. And I say there's 27 of them. They're all communists or Marxists and totally unashamed. Those who aren't necessarily communists have a fairly crooked background as well. So we've got a right bunch of scoundrels who are going to be taking care of British legislation, the oldest, one of the oldest democracies on the face of the globe. I don't know how my country got into this mess.
When you talk to these individuals, and we actually have some of those YouTube clips coming up later, but when you talk to these people, I mean, they're not hiding this.
No. It's quite extraordinary, and the way they're allowed to get with, as I say, I have all the names here, all members of the Communist Party, or Marxists, or socialist workers, and those who aren't are scoundrels with very fishy backgrounds back at you know, their own home countries, where they've all been either prosecuted or been involved in financial scandals of some description or another, including Ireland, so on and so forth. It was quite interesting. I might have mentioned this on the your programme last time. For example, the commissioner that they brought in the last administration, Monsieur Barrot, absolutely fascinating. He was under a suspended prison sentence in France for embezzlement, and he was the commissioner to investigate fraud in the European Union. You simply couldn't invent it. In fact, I would be surprised if most of your listeners, or indeed the British listeners, who I know are addicted to your program as well, will actually believe this. They think I'm a swivel-eyed lunatic, but it's all here in front of me.
So how does the parliament ever actually get the rightful power of a democratic system, and how do you stop these commissars, or czars as we call them here, from just doing whatever they want?
Well, It's fairly interesting that, of course, you alluded to it earlier, quite rightly, that the French had their national referendum. The French rejected it. So did the Dutch. We were promised in Great Britain, we were promised a referendum by all the main political parties. They've all reneged on those promises, because they're all cheats and liars, and so we haven't been given our say. And the reason we haven't been given our say, of course, is because everybody knows the British would vote no, just as the Dutch and the French did and the Irish did first time round, of course, being bullied into saying yes. So what we've got to do, we've got to find a new party. We have to find a new party across the globe. There has to be, and I mentioned this perhaps last time, maybe we need to be looking at something like the constitutional party, I would suggest. We have a constitution. We have a very good constitution in Great Britain. It isn't a written constitution like yours in America. I would argue that your American Constitution is one of the greatest documents ever written by men who are significantly wiser than the men we have in charge now. We have the document. What we need to do is make sure that it gets back in force. And we need to write to the scoundrels who now govern us. And I was very, very interested to hear that the Republican had won. I predicted Obama. Obama's honeymoon period would probably last about a year. And it's been about a year before the American public realise they're dealing with a socialist scoundrel, and it's rumbled. And I'm very, very happy to see it, although I'm quite sure you're right that the chap that they put in, if you scrape the surface, you'll find another scoundrel and socialist.
I mean, that's the problem. The people don't want big government. They don't want tyranny. But it just continues, and now Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year into his administration. It's right down at 40% and plunging. But, I mean, I guess the good news is the people are trying to reject it in Europe, in England, in the United States. And more, the bureaucracy is hanging on by its fingernails, and more people are becoming aware that the European Union really is an illegitimate institution.
Yes, you're absolutely right. What I think that we need to do, both we here and you over there, of course, it was a very strong Democratic seat in Massachusetts, and we all know that. And I have to say, I regard a very suspicious family who've been running it for some time, but that's by the by. What I would suggest is that those people who swung, those people who used to vote Democrat and no longer do, and voted Republican, it's not just enough to vote Republican or vote for change. You have to write to the Democratic Party and those in power and tell them why you did it. Otherwise, they will go on believing it's an accident.
We're going to come back from break and continue along that line. And we're going to also get into what happened at Copenhagen and how the enemy's regrouping. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Member of the European Parliament from England, Godfrey Bloom, is our guest for the rest of the hour. Honored to have him joining us. If you look at how these bureaucracies operate, it's almost identical. And the people send a message to Washington, hey, Bush, we don't like your big government corruption, your Patriot Act. So they put Obama in. A lot of Republicans voted for him. And then they go, oh, my God, this is even worse. And then we'll get another Republican and it'll get it even worse. And England has been going through this forever, longer than us. And that's what the UKIP, the UK Independence Party, is all about. They're now one of the biggest parties in England, gaining ground, because the people have figured out that the Tories or the Conservatives put out different rhetoric, but they're owned by the same special interest as Labour. And so the people of England are really starting to wake up. And so we can learn lessons from what they've gone through in England. Am I accurate in saying that, Mr. Bloom?
Indeed you are. One of the problems that we have, I'm a financial economist by profession, and I sit on the Economic Affairs Committee, and it was interesting that the biggest party in the United Kingdom is the Conservative Party, and I was taken aside this very afternoon and being told to stop rocking the boat. I was being too forceful at meetings, so on and so forth. So the establishment are now starting to run scared. But what do we have a real problem here? And I don't quite know how we're going to deal with this, and this is a problem that I haven't solved and we haven't solved, is the amount of disinformation or lack of information that they get back in the United Kingdom. So, for example, today I'm talking to you about our new commissars who are going to now be responsible for 75% of the laws made in the United Kingdom. But most people still don't really know that. And, of course, we have public service broadcasting, the BBC, who had an absolutely magnificent record in the war for telling the truth, even when the truth hurt, of course, have been completely subverted by this place. What most people listening in England to your show, and that there are many, won't know, for example, is that the European Commission Bank has lent the BBC €100,000 on an interest-free basis. Now, they won't know that. There's all sorts of things. The swine flu thing you've been talking about is interesting as well. They are still advertising in England the swine flu vaccination, although everybody knows it to be bad, fraudulent, and a scare that never actually happened. But in the United Kingdom, what is becoming common knowledge now, even in Germany and France, I have to tell you, is not common knowledge in the United Kingdom. And I spotted this 6 months ago when I said this swine flu was a great scam, and none of the English newspapers would handle it because it was too hot to handle. Because if I'd been wrong, and of course everybody had died of swine flu, you know, they would be held liable. So I couldn't get the story away. So most ordinary people in England have no idea that swine flu is a scam.
Well, I want to talk more about that, but and what this European Union Commission is saying, because they're actually doing the right thing. You know, their own doctors and people coming out saying this is a fraud, and there's talk of indictments with some of the World Health Organization people involved making profits. It's come out that more than 50% of the government experts hired by the federal government were making hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece as employees or consultants to the vaccine makers. I mean, this is classic fraud. But going back to what you just said, the average Brit, because we talk to them, we have a lot of listeners over there that listen on the internet and shortwave and satellite, they say their neighbors still don't even know that the European Union is run by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats. And they don't even know that they're making at least 75% of the laws and rulings. Same thing here. Since 2005, we've been under SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership. The internal documents have been released. We are under a North American Union with a private governing council and bureaucrats from Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. They're setting even the color of highway signs, where these inland ports are, trade deals, all these special favors for their cronies, and the general public still doesn't even know that this is happening.
This is absolutely right, Alex, and this is, again, one of the main problems, because your average chap, your average Joe Sixpack, I think you call them there, which
yes,
sometimes calls them the man on the Clapham Omnibus over here, which is a rather quaint expression, but he reads the newspapers, he looks at BBC News, so on and so forth, but none of this information is coming through those channels. And of course, Middle England don't tend to, in general, do much blogging or internet stuff. They tend to read the newspaper and they tend to listen to the BBC. So they're being drip-fed misinformation on a constant basis. And when I bring people over to the European Parliament, as I do, I bring a busload over. I bring over Middle England businessmen. These are well-read, intelligent people. These aren't morons, Alex. These are intelligent Middle England guys. And they say to me when they go back, they say, how could it be that I didn't know?
It's a scientifically crafted propaganda fraud. Stay there, long segment coming up. Member of the European Union Parliament from England, Godfrey Bloom, is our guest. We're going to get into a host of issues and what's up next on the land-grabbing communist agenda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years, over 14 years on air, and when I watch video clips of every single czar, I just randomly look up one of Obama's czars, I type in communism, I type in Mao Zedong, I type in restrictions on free speech, do it yourself, and everyone, and I've been doing this for the last year, but over the weekend, I spent hours and hours, and my wife was like, come spend time with the children, and I wanted to, but it was like a horror movie. I had to know who these true villains are, and every one of them loves Mao. And we were listing them earlier in the week. Every one of them loves communism. Every one of them says we're going to restrict free speech and arrest people. And Cass Sunstein, one of the most powerful czars, over all federal regulations. He interprets federal law and then implements it however he wants. We've spent the last 2 weeks, as you know, day after day, just reading his quotes, playing video clips. There is no Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. There is no free speech. He wants to arrest you for conspiracy theories. And then he lists them. He said, if you don't believe that global warming is man-made and deadly, you need to be arrested. You need to be banned. I mean, he wrote this for Chicago Law School a year and a half ago. I mean, I can't believe it. So I read, while I was reading all this about Arzars, I saw a member of European Union Parliament, Godfrey Bloom, basically putting press releases out going, oh, my God, I've had a chance to interview the bureaucracy czars that really run everything. We have no power over them, and they're all, folks, communists killed hundreds of millions of people, over 100 million conservatively. These people don't play games. They take your farm, they take your ranch, they put you in labor camps. In fact, at the end of the show, I'm going to play about 15 minutes from a British/German documentary that interviewed survivors of North Korean camps. And they do this on purpose. They have a system. And literally, I mean, I saw, and we're going to our guest, I start ranting. I saw 2 weeks ago, Hardball Chris Matthews say his idol is Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky is called the communist communist. He wrote about putting us in labor camps. I mean, you've got all these rich bureaucrats saying they're going to put us in labor camps. You know, I think that's the one thing they've got over us, Mr. Bloom, is that they're so evil. They don't have a little mustache like Hitler or a mustache like Stalin. We have those archetypal images from the, you know, 50, 60 years ago that we now can't recognize our generation of tyrants because they're a bunch of lip-wristed, you know, pansies hopping around. But they've got the police working for them and the tax man. These are dangerous people.
Yes, you hit the nail right on the head there, Alex, because it is the fact that they are so desperately plausible. They're quite urbane. These guys aren't swivel-eyed lunatics. These guys sit there and look pretty plausible. And I've got a list in front of me. Every name, our president, Barroso, the president of the parliament, was a former Maoist, Communist Party in Portugal. Slim Callas, Stefan Fuhl, Andris Powerbags, Janek Potocnik, Algira Semeta, and so on and so forth. I've got a whole list. This isn't top secret stuff. These people are open, upfront communists and have always been and make no apology for it. But the thing is, they are urbane, they are plausible, and of course, nobody's interested from the press because the press have been bought body and soul on the BBC by people who are all, if I may use a little bit of a crudity here, they all piss in the same pot, Alex.
They certainly do. And again, I want to get your take on all of this instead of ranting myself and backing up what you're saying. Again, the public's starting to wake up to just how diabolical, and that's the word, they are diabolical. And I've seen the London Guardian and Mombiot and all of them saying it's treason to deny man-made climate change, death penalty. These guys are all against the death penalty for a child rapist or a murderer, but they love talking about arresting us and imprisoning us and in some cases executing us if we deny their global religion of communism. Can you speak specifically to the European Union and others trying to pass more and more laws to restrict free speech?
Yes, it's interesting that the British system and the American system is extremely similar, is that we don't have a prescriptive legislative system. Basically, if a free-born Englishman, an American, pretty well do what they like if it isn't actually banned by law. Now, I mentioned this on your last show, when I was on the show last, you very kindly invited me, the Corpus Juris system, or sometimes known as the Napoleonic Code, tells the citizen that which he may do. And that is a fundamental change. So they have a rule book to say this is what you may do, this is what you may not do. So consequently, they always have the upper hand. The legal system always has the upper hand. And of course, if you look at that prescriptive system and you see that over 50% of all the commissars who actually head up the bureaucracies of the European Union and 75% of our laws of all countries, not just Great Britain, all countries are made by the place from which I'm speaking at the moment, you know, this is how we're totally and utterly wrapped up. And people just don't know and don't understand that these characters are dominating every aspect of their lives.
And again, just briefly for those that don't understand this European Union bureaucracy, because they're setting up a similar quasi-governmental one, more of a corporate brand of it here, with all this bureaucratic power. You're in France right now. Describe the different capitals and different bureaucracies, and how was the power originally vested to these unelected pirates? I mean, explain that in a nutshell for people, please, sir.
Well, it's basically really sort of mission creep, as it were. The legislation has come about since 1975, for example, where we said there was a referendum in 1975 in the United Kingdom, and we were told that it was a free trade zone. And a lot of people voted for it on that basis. It was free trade. And almost every 2 years since, there's been another treaty which has pushed it slowly but surely and relentlessly to a superstate that we have now, run by committees. The committees form the law, and of course one of the sad things that we've lost in the United Kingdom, this is something that you need, that you, it's happening to you, I believe this is happening to you, is that we have lost our system of common law. We're yes. now run by quangos. The United Kingdom is quangos. I'm not sure whether that word is familiar
well,
in America.
Well, it's administrative law that where the bureaucracy just churns out new rules with no statutory force behind them.
That's exactly right, and the powers that they have are extraordinary. Let me give an example, the Financial Service Authority in London. They have, they can virtually kick down your door, they can close your business, they can do exactly as they like. There is no redress. You can't get come back and say, you ruined my family's investment advisor practice with your shenanigans. There's no comeback, and it's the same with DEFRA, which is the our agricultural enforcement agency. And we have a number of these agencies. So the law has been completely suspended. Of course, common law was a great thing. You know, we gave a lot of the free world a magnificent legal system, not perfect. I'm not pretending it's perfect. It never was. But a pretty good one, all of which has now gone. And of course, if you take away the law, you take away the rights of the individual. And that's what's happened. But it hasn't happened in one bite-sized chunk. They weren't that stupid. They're not stupid enough to do it
well,
in a bite-sized
chunk. Well, let's go back. In the BBC, of all places, they've had Bilderberg Group members like Healy and others brag in the last 2 years, hey, guess what? 1957, Treaty of Rome, we established the European Union. We did it by stealth, and that's why at the 50th anniversary in 2007, it was the 50th anniversary. It wasn't the 7th anniversary when they announced it in 2000. They said, ha-ha, we set this up 50 years ago. Now 53 years ago, in your face, and when Judicial Watch sued 3 years ago, this is my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, when they sued, they got the internal SPP documents with Bush and everybody else meeting and this council of private corporations and bureaucrats, and the first order of business was North American integration by stealth through trade and security agreements. And so this is a dishonest conquest by a bureaucratic class funded by select monopoly capitalists who are not free market, who kind of dump communists and collectivists out to steal the middle class's wealth and then transfer it to them. I mean, this is truly a criminal enterprise. And then we look at the, and I want you to comment on that, this is the same model. We've been in the North American Union since 2005. We have the documents. The general public doesn't even know. You've been in your EU, at least on paper, since 57. They didn't tell you it was happening until 99, 2000. And then expanding out from there, we defeat Copenhagen, the countries don't sign on to it, and Gordon Brown and Barack Obama and the EU say, don't worry, Herman Van Rompuy, they say, don't worry, we already had this power, we're going to start registering everybody's carbon globally, and we're going to take U.S., British, and European tax money and start shoveling it into this global government, calling it global government. I mean, this is a completely illegitimate criminal enterprise.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We recruit in the United Kingdom. There's a subversive group called Common Purpose. It's a sort of Freemasonry with a small F. So these guys are recruited at universities. They're spotted at universities, and they've been brought into the civil service systems, the BBC, and they've got their own style of jargon, their own sort of semi-secret handshakes. So they all sing off the same hymn sheet, and they are. The people that actually who would normally, we would expect in our legal systems and our political systems and our civil service systems to be protecting us from these things by using our constitution, these are the people that have actually been subverted. And let me give you an example which I think will surprise you and surprise your listeners on both sides of the Atlantic. I'm also a member of the Environmental Committee, and bear in mind I rewon my seat in June, so by a very significant margin, with an increased majority. Now, I'm not an important man in British politics, and I don't pretend to be, but I'm not totally insignificant. I wrote privately to the Prince of Wales, who believes all this carbon dioxide nonsense, bless his cotton socks, and he believes all this. And I wrote to him personally as an elected representative, a re-elected representative, as a member of the Environment Committee on the European Union, which governs the United Kingdom's entire environment and energy policy. I wrote to him privately at Clarence House and said, please, can I beg you to look more deeply into the science of this, because I don't think you're getting sound advice. And I think that the reason you're not getting sound advice is I think the people close to you are deliberately holding back information. And I said, please, I also beg you on this, Your Royal Highness, if you'd be so kind, would you reply to me personally? Because even if you don't agree with me, even if you don't like what I've got to say, at least I know that this letter was put in front of you. 3 months later, I got a letter from a lackey. Now, I actually don't believe the Prince of Wales saw my letter. Now, I don't know who advises him. I don't know what the situation is, and it's his own fault. I don't have a lot of sympathy. He wants to really actually sharpen his act up. But it does make you wonder, Alex, does it not, how deeply penetrated the entire British and European system has been by these individuals?
Absolutely. Gordon Brown's announcement that doesn't matter, we're going to register everybody's carbon and start the taxes, whether you like it or not. How is that marching along, A? And B, how big of a defeat was Copenhagen going down in flames to these people?
Well, of course, not only was Copenhagen a ridiculous shambles, of course, as you saw the limousines driving through the blizzard to get there, and you couldn't invent it, frankly, could you? And the London Times have just said, Giles Corran, I might have mentioned this earlier, says, we're all extremely stupid. The coldest weather that we've had in Arizona, Texas, Korea, China, the United Kingdom and Poland, so on and so forth, the coldest winter for something like 30 or 40 years, and we're all too stupid to understand that that's what global warming does. The trouble is, I think, with politicians, they're so detached, they think we're stupid. They think because we're not proactive necessarily in politics that somehow we're stupid, and we have to somehow let them know that we're not stupid, we don't buy it. But you've got to bear in mind, Gordon Brown, Alex, is actually dysfunctional. He's a dysfunctional individual. He's laughably hopeless.
Just looking at you know, people, men and women, if I saw him in an airport and he wasn't the leader of England, I would think there's something wrong with that man. I mean, he does just, and I don't normally judge a book by its cover, but also his actions. He really comes off as like some kind of freak.
Well, he is a freak, and of course, he's never been elected. Just bear in mind, he wasn't elected. He never stood for office. He didn't lead the party. He didn't. He won the leadership of a UK Labour Party unopposed, and he's never gone forward for an election, and the people have never judged him. Now, that's our system. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's the situation. So the British has never judged him, but sadly, Alex, we have another vacuous, rather stupid young man waiting in the wings, David Cameron, who takes his tie off and calls himself Dave in order to impress the working classes over here, which doesn't cut any mustard at all. But he's equally stupid and vacuous, but he looks good on television, Alex. So that's all right then, isn't it?
So what's happening in England? I mean, I do see your party and others really starting to gain ground. The people are slowly but surely, at least from afar, and of course you see that from afar here in the U.S., are starting to get it.
To an extent, what's happened recently is that they've disengaged, and they need to re-engage. The polls that we have now are very low. People have stopped bothering to turn out. And that's what we've got to change round. We've got to get people, they've started to not vote for the main parties, but we need to turn that voting in a positive way for parties who are offering something else. And I'm quite sure this happens in America. When I go on the stump talking to people, they agree with everything I say. They say, Godfrey, that's absolutely first class. Agree with everything you say. And I say, well, can I rely on your vote at the election? They say, sorry, no, I always vote Conservative. You know, or Labour. You need a new party, and we've got to get your country out of it, because the new world has to lead us through this, to be honest.
All right, going back,
people
briefly,
have got to stop voting Republican and Democrat as a matter of habit.
Absolutely, because that power structure is fully corrupt. But going back here briefly as we go to break, you say you were pulled aside, and I've had other members of the European Union Parliament on, who've been openly rebuked, the former leader of your party, you know, told to shut up. They get to call him names, Nigel Farage, but he can't even expose their fraud. And you're saying you were pulled aside and said and told to shut up. I mean, how undemocratic is that?
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? And the same people that took me aside and asked me to sort of calm down in these chambers of debate, which is, I thought, what politics was all about, are the same people who go back to London pretending, that they're batting for Britain. But of course, you know, people will always, it's tribal. Politics is tribal. It's the same probably with Republicans and Democrats. It's sort of tribal. People always revert to type. And we get the politicians we deserve, you know, in the end.
Stay there. That's key. It's like the Cowboys versus the Redskins, or, you know, with your soccer teams, you know, the two big teams against each other. They want to feel like they win by going with the winner.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
We will not be forgotten.
guest is going to be with us 5 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up and cover news. In the final hour, I'm going to get into Glenn Beck because he is the leader of the Tea Party movement. He is bigger than Rush Limbaugh now with his radio and TV show. There's no doubt, but he is calling for new taxes, and it's a very dangerous situation. And so we're going to discuss it because I heard him doing some things yesterday and today. It's just this guy, my gut, everything he does tells me look out. Because it's the Republican Party trying to maneuver the revolution of awakening and to control it for the status quo of big government and corporate looting. And I'm going to break that down coming up. Also, more on the flu. Mr. Bloom, I interrupted you 30 minutes ago when you tried to get into the flu fraud. And now it's openly all over the newspapers, at least in Europe and the U.S., but I haven't seen much in England. I've seen some in England in the Telegraph. That major government officials are saying, yes, this was a premeditated fraud and the vaccine was dangerous. The German government wouldn't take it. Their military wouldn't take it. This is quite a scandal.
Yes, in fact, you're a little bit ahead of me, I have to say, Alex, because I've been in France now for 2 or 3 days, so you're ahead of me. But it's still being, when I left, it was still being the flu. We were still peddling the flu, would you believe, to babies in between 6 months and 5 years old. It's still being, and basically the inference in the advert is that if you don't do it, basically you're a bad parent. I mean, it's quite strong stuff, Alex. It's quite strong stuff.
Oh, they're still advertising in here, too, with the exact same pitch. It's just that simultaneously they say this is the biggest flop ever. People aren't taking it in Europe. They're not taking it here. And it's rotting on the shelves. And it's coming out that it was just a giant hoax.
Well, the British Medical Journal here has condemned it. And I did write a parliamentary question to say, you know, they keep saying people are dying of swine flu. There isn't a single recorded death in the United Kingdom of swine flu, would you believe? Not a single one. I asked a parliamentary question. There's not a single one. So it's interesting how this scam has been moved forward. And what is another interesting thing, of course, is it not, this is a big money-making scam for the pharmaceutical companies, but they have been absolved of their responsibility to do the due diligence that most pharmaceutical drugs need to do.
Well, they were given governmental liability protection because it was a global pandemic, but we now learn the UN changed its rules for pandemic to give it that liability protection.
Yes, absolutely, and this is how you get these frauds start. It's all, you know, I think we had this conversation before. Follow the money, Alex. You'll normally find when you get to the root of it, it's about money. Somebody's got their hand in the till. It's either politicians or pharmaceutical company or bankers. How on earth we got ourselves into this mess over bankers laughing at us now, laughing at us with their big houses and their posh cars as we've bailed them out, you know, all over the world. How could we be this stupid? I mean, where did it come from?
Well, again, I think what our founding fathers did here in the United States, you look at the Magna Carta and the Parliament Act, it took decades for people in history to get the basic liberties that we fought for. And so I think people need to understand the long view of history. So many people demand instant gratification. They're not happy with the government, but they then just stand down and throw their hands up. That's not the answer. We've got to claw back every bit of freedom we can, and that's how these wars for freedom are won.
You're absolutely right. There's one or two things, if you don't mind me being a little bit parochial, Alex. For example, Friends of the Earth, a big charity in Europe, the World Wildlife Fund, Climate Action Network. Friends of the Earth were given €800,000 last year. World Wildlife Fund, $661,000.
Tell you what, Mr. Bloom, we're doing 5 more minutes. We're back in 1 minute. As we go into the next hour, hold it there.
Okay.
And we'll get into how the EU is financing this revolution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I could talk to Godfrey Bloom and the other great people from his party all day long. These guys have really got it right. UK Independence Party. His website's godfreybloommep.co.uk. These are the type of leaders in Europe and England we need to work with because we're all under the same system. You know, he mentions common purpose. They're in mainstream news shutting down websites that disagree with them. I learned here in Austin, any real charity that tries to actually help community, they have these pet charities that come in and shut you down or move you out or force you out. He was talking about them when I interrupted him. He's bringing up how the EU funds all these land-grabbing fake environmentalists. I mean, this is an agenda to destroy anything that makes people wealthy and independent. They want you all bankrupt like North Korea living under their control. We got 4 minutes, sir. You've got the floor.
Well, let me just talk a little bit about these charities. Friends of the Earth, World Wildlife Fund, Climate Action Network Europe, Age Concern. These are all respectable names, or were respectable names a few years ago, which have been hijacked. Literally millions of European taxpayers' money goes into these, and of course it gives them a seat at board level. If you're putting in nearly €1 million a year into a charity, you get a seat on the trustee board, and they will sing from the same hymn sheet. So all these Oxfam charities and Nature's Own, they all think the European Union is wonderful. They all go for climate change and all this sort of nonsense. And the poor old average Joe thinks, well, there must be some truth in it, for example, if Friends of the Earth are saying it, or the World Wildlife Fund, and the president's the Duke of Edinburgh, it's given this respectability. And of course, nobody asks for the accounts. You know, when you buy a flag to stick in your lapel, you don't ask for the accounts, do you? You just think it's all in a good cause. But it's not. And you'll find that they're run by politicos on salaries to die for. You know, we're talking 150,000 a year, pounds, over $250,000 a year, with fabulous pension schemes and expenses. Well, that's a lot of money for a charity. It may not be much for a Wall Street banker, but it's a lot of money running a charity. Our universities, let's look at some of the universities we have in my constituency of Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire. We have an agency, a European Union agency called Yorkshire Forward. And they give millions, the European Union gives millions of pounds a year to Yorkshire Forward. But of course, it's only Yorkshire's money. So Yorkshire actually gives somewhere in the region of £700 million a year to the European Union. And we get about £5 or £6 or £10 million a year back, and we're supposed to be thankful. But what do they do with the money, Alex? They fund seats at all the universities. And some of them are Monet seats and some of them are agency funded. So the professor in front of the class of impressionable 18 or 19 year olds is probably a member of common person purpose. He's certainly a Europhile. He's certainly a neo-socialist.
And so they're literally putting their people in everywhere.
Oh, they're absolutely everywhere. And of course, if you try and explain that to the ordinary Englishman, they think you're a swivel-eyed lunatic. And I can understand it, because you're an ordinary guy going about your business, Alex, living a life of quiet desperation, desperately trying to make all your bills meet and bring your family up and do the garden at the weekends. It's very difficult to understand that all these organizations have been infiltrated.
But if you control government, you control trillions of dollars. And so you're going to have these swindlers come in and do this. And they've taken over. You call them, little Freemasons. Americans may not know, but there's big controversy in England, of course. To be a judge or a barrister, you pretty much have to be a Mason. And they've certainly turned that fraternity into a implement of tyranny in many cases.
Absolutely. But it's so covert and clever. And of course, the end game's long, Alex. Their patience is limitless. They are working to a goal. Give it just off of the top of my head. You might be interested in this.
Hold on. I know you've only got limited time. You went to a studio with ISDN. We've got a break. We have the breaks at the end of the hour and start of the hour. You want to come back and finish up on the other side with 3 minutes?
Just a quick 3 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, because I know they're about to kick you out of the studio.
Yes,
we'll
indeed.
Be right back with Godfrey Bloom. Godfrey Bloom, MEP.co.uk. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're seeing this in Haiti. Real charities that actually really do give most of the money to the people are being demonized by the big establishment charities. This is all part of the racket. And he was going to give a few other examples. We ran into that break. A European Union Member of Parliament from England, Godfrey Bloom, is our guest, and I'm shifting gears into your phone calls and a ton of other news and what just happened in Massachusetts.
last night with the election of Mr. Brown. Finishing up your point, Mr. Bloom.
Yes, indeed. Just very quickly, and sorry to be parochial for the Brits, this one really, every charity, there are very few major charities that haven't been infiltrated. It's very difficult to get the information, but if you press and press, you can find out who funds them and where it comes from, if you ask for it. But you have to be persistent. So we know that charities have been infiltrated. We also, it's an interesting one just to finish up on, which is something that you won't know and the Brits won't know. Baroness Ashton, who is the new foreign minister for the European Union, was a member of the campaign for nuclear disarmament, which of course we know was partially funded by the Soviet Union in the 70s and the 80s. Not only did some of the money go missing, that nobody can actually find, when she was treasurer, she's now calling the shots on matters of foreign policy. And this is something I bet nobody knows, that it is now European Union policy to acknowledge the domain of China over Tibet. We have given up now on Tibet. Tibet has been recognized as being a Chinese province, and that was virtually under the crosswords in our press. Nobody in England actually knows about that. It came out on a no-news day underneath the crosswords. The City of London is going to be regulated now. The top regulator for the City of London, which is, you know, the equivalent of Wall Street. You know, we've got enough clout in London. It's the only thing we do which is as big as you have over there in the United States. Is a Frenchman, a very charming, very urbane Frenchman, Monsieur Barnier, but he doesn't believe in the concept of dealing in commodity trading. He doesn't believe in selling forward or selling short. He doesn't believe in hedge funds. You know, he's another dyed-in-the-wool socialist, so we can look forward to most of those industries which have been in the City of London moving across to places like Zurich. And they're still asleep in the City of London. They still don't know this is happening to them. You couldn't invent it, Alex.
Unbelievable. Well, we've got to have you back just on common purpose because I get calls and emails constantly about it. And they're just have totally taken over society because government knows it has to control the local community. And that's what Obama is a big community organizer with the Chicago model. And what's happened to you under common purpose and a few other groups is now happening here. I mean, it's been happening, but now it's getting really bad. We just had the Austin Police Department go in and intimidate and shut down the oldest gun show in Central Texas with no law, no nothing. They just intimidated it to close and intimidated the landlord to shut it down. And they're in the newspaper bragging how they did it, saying, you know, they're protecting the citizenry. I mean, it's just a lawless government that just does whatever it wants. Sir, I really appreciate you spending so much time with us to continue your great work there in the parliament fighting these people.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be invited on again. Thank you so much.
Take care, ladies. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Godfrey Bloom, European Union Member of Parliament from England. Okay. Here's the deal. I want to take first-time callers at least in this hour. First-time callers at least in this hour. Because I want to give people who always email me and say they can never get through on the phone lines a chance to be on air. But later in the next hour, we'll open it up for everybody. I specifically want you to call in about whatever you'd like, but I would like to hear some discussion of the swine flu hoax being fully exposed now. We were right about that. I want to hear you your comments on Scott Brown, who voted for universal health care, by the way, when he was in the Massachusetts legislature as a senator. This is a good message to send Obama, and this may kill government-run health care that the insurance companies wrote as a form of robbery for themselves. But if this is the type of Republicans we're going to see in this realignment, we're going to be back in the same situation we were with George Bush. So I would certainly like to get your take on that. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. But in a stunning upset, Brown tops Coakley for Senate seat, as you already know. And last night I was listening to the radio, hearing this happen. I got really excited, but then I realized that's at a primitive level. Right now I'm psychologically seeing Obama as the enemy, Because even if I intellectually know he's just a puppet reading off a teleprompter, a front man of the establishment, still at a primitive level, the media advertises that he's the guy behind this, whether they say it's positive or negative. And so because they are using him as a front man, as a figurehead, again, it's positive in a lot of ways, but it's also negative because people then start thinking they're fighting with Obama instead of the powerful Wall Street interests that put him into control. And you know, that's the only issue, because I listen to Bill O'Reilly, I listen to Glenn Beck, I listen to these guys, and the Fox News line politically is, we need to raise a bunch of taxes to pay off the national debt. That's the conservative thing to do. Instead of cutting government and arresting the bankers, indicting them, investigating them. I tuned in today and this morning and heard Beck in his last hour. And I couldn't believe I heard it. Say, if Obama does the right thing and goes to the center to save himself politically, he's got to watch out, because he's brought all these czars into the White House that are 9/11 truthers, and the Secret Service better protect him from them. They better protect this man. So, the message was, it wasn't even veiled, 9/11 truth wants to kill the president? There was only one czar who signed a 9/11 petition in 2002, when he was a community organizer, Van Jones, for a 9/11 investigation. Another investigation. So because he was the only one out of all the bad things he wanted, restrictions on free speech, communism, all of it, who actually had some humanity. And so Cass Sunstein, one of the most powerful czars in the White House, he says arrest you if you question the official story of 9/11, if you question man-made global warming. I mean, whether you agree that 9/11 is suspicious or not, you should definitely support the free speech right. The truth is, Obama pushes the 9/11 fable. He pushes the pretext for war. He pushes WMDs in Iran, just like Iraq. It's all the same. The lobbyists, the banker bailouts, the Patriot Act, the torture, the secret arrest. It's all the same. And the truth is, the operatives in the White House, like Cass Sunstein and all the rest of them that talk about how they love collectivism and communism, that's just their communist walking papers. That's just their community organizer cover, because they come into the communities and say, socialism, collectivism, communism is going to help the poor. So the poor get behind big government, not so they get some of the money. Even if you believe in communism, I don't, because it always, crooks always steal the money, and it's immoral. But they're not really communist. Notice big banks, the big powerful governments, always put communist and socialist in. Why? Because they're for collectivism, which is what the big banks want. I mean, again, I know you as the audience know this, but we've got to get this message out to people. I mean, really, we should write a news article. Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, Steve Watson, somebody, or some other news website. Somebody ought to really go through and compare Glenn Beck to Barack Obama. And the only thing they really disagree on is global warming being man-made and government-run healthcare. And Glenn Beck is 100% right on those issues, and it's great, and I would love... Look, folks, I'm not attacking Glenn Beck because he's got a bigger radio show than mine and a big TV show, okay? I'm not here trying to win a popularity contest. I don't like to end fight. I don't like to sit here and call people out in the media and make a big spectacle and issue out of it. That's all everybody else does. Beck is so key to this, though, where he's been placed, the things he has done, his history, that it goes against my instincts. I hate to have to go after Glenn Beck, but I know I must. You think I liked going up against Obama when he was super popular? When he could do no wrong, when he was the second coming of Christ? When he had an 80%+ approval rating? No, but I had to do the moral thing. I knew he was a con artist and a fraud and a liar. I knew who backed him. I knew what his scams were, and I called him on it with precision. And I'm telling you, folks, I get a bad feeling many times worse than I get listening and watching Obama. There is something diabolical. There is something just truly demonic about Glenn Beck. And again, you can go pull the clips up saying Ron Paul's a kook, saying we need to arrest 9/11 truthers, saying we're terrorists. I heard him say it again today. I never used to tune in. I would see YouTube clips. Now I'm forcing myself, and it's like going into a porta potty and opening the lid and looking in. I mean, I don't want to. And I'm having to look at this, and I'm just like, look at it. It's so fake. And Glenn Beck is going to serve a key position in bringing us into tyranny. He is Benedict Arnold from the beginning. There is no doubt about it. He is bad news, bad news. Judge Andrew Napolitano is a great guy, never violated his conscience, never wavered in his constitutional position. He's good. I mean, I wish, you know, he was the guy in Glenn Beck's position, but they're not going to allow that. They let him fill in sometime, you know, and have his own show on smaller parts of the business network because they know it's super popular. You know, they want that audience of people that are awake, but they also want to control that audience. And look, I'll just tell Glenn Beck, and I'll come back and take your calls, stop it, man. We see what you're doing. Even if you lose your contract, stop stabbing us in the back. And stop saying 9/11 truthers are going to kill Barack Obama. I mean, come on, man. You agree with Cass Sunstein that we're the number one enemy, because you guys know what really happened on 9/11.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry, this 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at Ready Made Resources.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
By the way, the guys found the Glenn Beck clip where he says 9/11 truth is going to kill Barack Obama. I mean, come on. Come on. 9/11 truth isn't allowed in the White House. Cass Sunstein says arrest anyone and arrest you, Glenn Beck, because you say man-made global warming isn't real. I mean, what is it with Michael Savage, who I think is a lot better than Beck? I mean, I think Savage really believes what he's saying in many cases. He's not an actor, and he is intelligent. And he'll be saying the same thing today he was saying 10 years ago. I'm going to your calls. It's just so amazing. Like, let's just do the Beck thing now. I remember hearing Savage say, if you protest the war, you should be put in a camp because you're aiding terrorists. And then, strangely enough, the deputy attorney general at the time in California, Calhoun, came out and said the same thing. They were really trying to set the precedent to, like, test balloon if the people would allow the population to be arrested for speech. And I was like, whoa, even if you're for the war, you should be for free speech. You know, that was in 2003, 2004. And anybody who listens to Savage heard it. I mean, I would spot check him once or twice a week, and I probably heard it 20 times. But I could actually listen to Savage. I mean, Beck just turns my stomach. It's so fake, folks. It's not real. And then Savage gets banned from England, and I support his right of free speech, and I'm against it. But, you know, there he is screaming and yelling when he's calling for one group to lose their free speech, but he doesn't need to lose his free speech. So here's the deal. Glenn Beck is with Cass Sunstein. Cass Sunstein says, ban conspiracy theories, and that's whatever he says it is. Okay? That's on record. All right, here's Glenn Beck today, this morning. And I guess every day I can start having people monitor it. Yesterday I turned it on for 5 minutes, and he was calling for new taxes to pay to the bankers. Value-added, excise, sales tax, he was batting these around saying we've got to have one of them, and he had Cramer on with him. Well, I tune in today for 5 minutes and listen to this snake, the way he says 9/11 truth is in the White House and is going to kill Barack Obama. Listen to how he says it like a snake, though. Here it is.
The most dangerous time in any regime, especially a radicalized regime, is when it is in collapse. Watch the Uber left. Pray that Obama moves to the center. If he does, pray that the Secret Service care for that man. That man is never left alone. He has invited 9/11 truthers into the White House and into his administration. If they believe that he's just another one of these guys, he is in danger. The Republic has good news today.
Okay, folks. So there you have it. The Republic. You mean the empire, Glenn? And he goes on to say Obama wants an empire. No, America is an empire and we pay for it. And it's immoral. And he's continuing the empire for Bush. And the insurance companies, not communist,
wrote that takeover of healthcare. And the Democrats found that out 2 months ago, and that's the main reason it's in trouble, and that's the reason the people of Massachusetts went as liberals and voted out that Kennedy seat. That was the number one reason. I've got polls here where now 51% Massachusetts call themselves independents. And that's the real realignment. They're not calling themselves Republicans. They're not calling themselves Democrats. They're done. Just like Republicans voted for Obama, now Democrats are voting for Republicans. They're saying, get them out, fire them, get rid of them all. They finally got to the point of getting it. They're past the left-right paradigm. And then he talks about left-right all day, and then he goes back into left-right paradigm. I heard him before I turned him off. I couldn't listen. Talk about the left-right paradigm. This guy is taking everything I've pioneered, everything I say, everything I do, and is distorting it and twisting it with a wicked counterfeit. I would love if he took ideas and systems that I pioneered on the radio and took it, if it was pure, and added his own information to it, if he was a good guy. But it's horrible to know that he's taken all of my points and twisted it around and is conning everybody. And I know they're listening right now. And when Damon Vickers mentioned me on his show, Beck literally swole up and turned red. I mean, Beck, look, you're not going to be happy and satisfied with the $50 million you make every couple years if it sells out humanity. It's going to come out you're a traitor, just like Obama, just like Bush, just like everybody else. But listen, here's the key. They are scared to death of 9/11 truth. They know that 9/11 truth is annihilating them right now because they can't stage terror attacks anymore because everybody's looking for it. So the White House's number one enemy is 9/11 truth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We need to raise taxes to pay the bankers. We need to get the 9/11 truthers. They may kill Obama. 9/11 Truth is nonviolent. 9/11 Truth is the main group out there everywhere confronting Al Gore for lying about carbon dioxide. Every week I see a new confrontation of We Are Change or others. 9/11 Truth started the Tea Parties. That's on record. They energized Ron Paul's campaign. They had the first Tea Parties. And Beck just came in and took it over and said it's now called the 9/12 movement, not the 9/11 truth movement. Do you see how sick that is? Remember that day after 9/11, how you felt. Yeah, you were ready to nuke countries, give up all your rights and freedoms, and blow out the budget for empire. I mean, it's all completely transparent what Glenn Beck is doing. And he is even more slimy than Bill O'Reilly. And I've just had it with him. And so I woke up at 3:30 in the morning last night. Really thinking about how I want to try to be more focused myself and realize the responsibility I have. I mean, if they've created Glenn Beck, who has literally tried to take on, he's like a wolf in Alex's clothing, and he's distorting everything I'm doing, and they're monitoring everything we're doing, and we've reached hundreds of millions of people with my films, hundreds of millions, free online. We are shaking these people up, and of all the groups out there fighting the New World Order, we are the main global focal point worldwide, and we're small. And believe me, folks, a lot of you, I guess, will never be in this position. I mean, who else could be now to experience this? This is not, for me, I'm not a very worldly person. I mean, other than liking food and fast cars and, you know, women, my wife, I mean, I'm not a very fleshly person. I really am somebody who's always reflecting and thinking, and I get on air and I just get mad and frustrated because I don't want to be covering all this. And I know I'm right. I know my gut, but not just my gut. I know he's a dirty traitor. He makes me sick. We've got this operative leading our movement. He says 9/11 truth are going to kill the president. That's what he said. I mean, that's, again, that's like saying Marvin the Martians are going to land from Pluto and take can openers to all your kids' heads and eat their brains. It isn't true, folks. Marvin the Martian isn't going to land and eat children's brains. And 9/11 truth isn't in the White House. It isn't going to kill Obama. I mean, that's like saying a sea monster is going to come up from under the Golden Gate Bridge today and start eating people at the Presidio base. It's just not real. It has no basis in reality. And every time I tune in, folks, and I don't listen more than 5 minutes a day, it's a test I do. I just tune in to hear it. It's always pure evil, wrapped up in the Patriot and Save the Republic. The Republic is falling. Left-right paradigm. Just everything I say, wrapped up in a we need to be mindless like we were on 9/12. In fact, Jaron, I'm going to calls, but I'm just going to do this Beck thing now. Let's play that clip of Beck one more time. Because, again, I woke up at, I went to bed around midnight. I woke up 3.5 hours later. And I couldn't go back to sleep, and I was just thinking, man, this is so serious. This is so real. The Austin police just covertly shut down a gun show illegally, and they're bragging about it on the news. They're proud of it. And I was thinking, my God, I need to spend more time with my kids, but I want to fight this. And I was like, why am I so uncomfortable? Why am I so uncomfortable? And I realized, well, that Republican won in Massachusetts. He authored, you know, one of the socialist bills that's the national model and promoted it in that state. And I thought Glenn Beck is calling for taxes to pay the banks. And I just knew that Barack Obama was going to stage a terror attack. And I decided to come on air today because I'm going back to the stillness of the night for hours until my kids got up at like 6:30, you know, and ran out there. And I was in the living room on the couch sitting there. And I was just really thinking deeply about why am I so upset? Why am I so concerned? And it was like, well, look at the cards the enemy's got. They're going to launch wars. They're going to stage terror attacks, probably even bigger than 9/11. And they've got NORTHCOM in place. And the big think tank experts that run the New World Order have got their battle plan figured out. And I thought, I've got to really figure out their battle plan, not just their general operations where I know what direction they're going. I've got to specifically rack my brain and really get into the mind of the enemy, which I'm able to do. That's how I was able to tell you they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. I mean, that's how I was able to tell you they're going to launch a flu operation. I told you that in January, folks, of last year, 3 months before it started in the news. And again, people think I'm a decent radio host or I'm a good speaker or they think I'm a good filmmaker. Those are all limited skills compared to what I'm able to cognitively, intellectually understand. And then it's so complex and big, I can't fully even articulate it. But you understand, it's so horrible. I mean, we've got a complete operative running the movement. And that's what Obama was. You've got this movement against Bush. The country's on the edge of revolution. And so they put a black man in, like KRS-One says, and everybody's sitting back. And now they're waking up that he's a scam. So they bring in the Republicans. But the Republicans are also giving Obama left cover, so that he can expand wars and expand the Patriot Act and expand the signing statements. You notice the Republicans never criticize. I saw Krauthammer, the big neocon on C-SPAN last night, saying how great Obama was for expanding wars. That's what he had to do as commander-in-chief. I mean, look at it. Obama is continuing the secret arrest, the torture, the police state, all of it. And I was watching a documentary on North Korea showing people who had escaped, showing where huge hooks were put through their bodies, showing where their fingers were cut off, watching their parents be executed, being worked to death. I'm gonna play some of this and tell you where you can go to YouTube and watch the whole thing coming up in the next hour. And I watched it, and I just thought about what big government does and how they always do the same thing. This is a system of control. This is a system run by psychopaths, and they want to do that here. They give you false choices. So they're giving you Glenn Beck or Barack Obama. And both of them are so bad, the left's going to support Obama because Beck's so bad. And the right's going to support Beck because Obama's so bad. And it's elementary. I mean, it's elementary that he was for the banker bailout, Glenn Beck. He said we need the army to go against domestic enemies, Ron Paul supporters. Remember that? He said this last year, Ron Paul's a kook on his radio show. And most of us aren't even monitoring this. It must be hundreds of times worse. I mean, if I listen 5 minutes a day, just as a spot check, And it's always just petrifyingly evil mixed in with all this good stuff. Again, I'm not here talking about another radio host or TV host because that's what I don't do that. I'm here because this guy's a political leader now. I mean, this guy is saying he is George Washington, baby. He's got his boots on and he is as phony as a $3 bill. That's a problem. Now, a lot of people knew Benedict Arnold was a traitor and given the British plans, and that's why George Washington kept losing battles. But thank God that these are the times that try men's souls. Beck was reading that today. And George Washington read that to his troops, but the whole time Benedict Arnold was selling him out, selling him out, selling him out. The British, so that people wouldn't suspect Arnold, would let him win little battles with them. And then it came out he was a British agent the entire time. And I mean, I know this is Benedict Arnold. I'm in the camp, and I'm not stepping up saying I'm George Washington, and I'm here trying to support people that are real, like Ron Paul or Napolitano, and, you know, the few that are actually good. And you know, in ways, Napolitano's even stronger than Paul. So I'm not here being the Grand Inquisitor, you know, the Patriot cop. I mean, I'm here in the camp, and I'm going, that guy is an operative. Look, he just said, use the army against the American people. He says 9/11 truth is going to kill the president. When actually, he's the only czar they kicked out because he wasn't with 9/11 truth. And Cass Sunstein says, arrest people if they believe that. That's the real White House head of regulation, one of the most powerful czars there. I mean, it's a lie, folks. They're coming after 9/11 truth because they're mad. They're mad that we exposed their favorite toy of blowing stuff up to scare you into submitting to them. And he wants to reinvoke 9/12 the day after your anger. He wants to reinvoke that lie. It is demonic. He is conjuring this. It is. He is a little devil, man. That guy is absolute Benedict Arnold, and I am forced to declare war on Glenn Beck. I have tried to, you know, get messages to him, videos I've done. I've said, stop it, Beck. I want to believe you're a good guy. Please don't be a traitor. Please don't betray humanity. And that's when I'm not watching him. See, I don't watch him. Maybe once a week somebody would, you know, on InfoWars or Prison Planet, God, look at this new Glenn Beck thing. And then I'd watch good things Beck's done. And you know, I'd be watching an episode going, oh, maybe he's all right. Gosh, my gut tells me he's really bad and he's screwed us all these times, but, you know, I want to believe he's all. And then he'll say, we've got to hit the Arabs with weapons. They're going to attack us. Another 9/11 is about to happen. Again, always selling that these illegal wars. Folks, if you want things to change, you got to realize that Fox News, I mean, who gave money to Hillary Clinton? Rupert Murdoch, who admits he funds the environmental movement and the Copenhagen tax. Rupert Murdoch funds that. Rupert Murdoch, all these guys are about managing conservatives, managing red-blooded Americans. How do you think we got into this position? Because they've got their operatives over the NRA. That's on record. They've got their operatives with Beck and others. But there again, there is no doubt that Beck is either going to self-destruct in front of everybody by design. He is going to continue to demonize and call for the arrest of 9/11 truthers. I mean, listen to this clip one more time. Again, this, folks, this is 5 minutes. I don't know what else was done on there. I mean, can you imagine what else? I mean, I'm doing spot checks every day, and it's pure evil. Here it is.
The most dangerous time in any regime, especially a radicalized regime, is when it is in collapse. Watch the Uber left. Pray that Obama moves to the center. If he does, pray that the Secret Service care for that man. That man is never left alone. He has invited 9/11 truthers into the White House and into his administration. If they believe that he's just another one of these guys, he is in danger. The All Republic
right. That's
has
enough.
Good news to...
Yeah, a guy that voted for the most socialist health care bill in the country is now the member of the Senate from Massachusetts. Yeah, we have a lot to celebrate about today. Yeah, we do, actually. The people are... hitting the panic button, you know, the most liberal state in the union saying, we don't want this, we don't want this, we don't want this, but it was rigged because the guy they had was one of them. Oh, he gives the big patriot speeches now. I think they've got articles here with his platform. Sounds like Glenn Beck. Sounds like Ron Paul. But the voting record's there. So, yes, it's a good sign the public's waking up, but it's not a good sign that, look, it's like shark teeth. You get rid of one group and another one rolls forward. So I'm going to tell Glenn Beck, right now, face to face, and I know his people are probably listening live right now. They'll certainly watch this. Glenn Beck, come on, man. I've already put it down in the historical record that you're a traitor. And a lot of people will listen today. A lot won't. But down the road, just like every other issue, I'm right. I don't have to look in a crystal ball. I know who you are. From a distance, I've been monitoring and watching and trying to figure out what you're doing since I first heard you on the radio 10 years ago in Austin, or 9 years ago. I've been watching you. And I heard what you were 9 years ago. It was all entertainment. And I thought, boy, this guy's a great radio host. This guy does a great War of the Worlds reenactment. This guy's a little hokey, you know, a little Tinkerbellish, a little prissy, but I guess that's the crowd you run with. I mean, that's what runs America, is a bunch of little prissy chicken necks. But, I mean, I didn't like you as a man. I don't think you're a man's man or anything. But I kind of got an icky feeling, but I admire your skill as the little thespian you are, prancing around on the stage like you like to do. You know, he doesn't even want to do radio and TV. He loves to go into the theater and, you know, do all of this. And that's fine. I mean, who you are is who you are. But listen, we're not going to let you destroy the Republic. We're not going to let you, like Benedict Arnold, lead us down a rat hole. And you better hope, like Benedict Arnold, you get to run to Europe or England, buddy. Because I may die tomorrow or get set up tomorrow or get sent to prison tomorrow by one of your goons, you know, as you put out the word that we want to kill the president. Just out of the blue, totally made up. But in the end, you're going to fall. And when you're old and you're dying of cancer or whatever it is, I want you to remember that I told you that in the public court of opinion that we exposed you and I put a buoy on your butt. You know what a buoy is? They mark rocks. They mark danger. They mark treachery with a buoy. And I henceforth put a buoy on you, a marker. I mark you as a traitor, as Cain. I mark you as a slime ball who I look in his eyes. The sick thing is you're enjoying lying to people. You enjoy like a snake all day talking about how you have trust with your audience. And I mean, you're like Grimer Wormwood from Lord of the Rings or something behind the king's throne, whispering death into our bones. And again, you are not a general. You are not a patriot. You are somebody who's there to get our confidence, to sell us out, but you can't let your contempt and your hatred for patriots stay under bridle. You reveal yourself. It's like Sean Hannity saying, arrest all members of the militia. He just said, arrest anyone in the militia. Arrest them. You know, put microchips in all children. Those are actual video clips. I mean, you guys are a bunch of government operatives that hate conservatives and libertarians, and you just want to slit our throats. You want to get our confidence and slit our throats. I see you, boy. I see you.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care.
And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333.
Back live worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. The people are waking up across the planet, and they will wake up to the fraud that is Glenn Beck. Remember a few years ago, Michael Reagan, the adopted son of Ronald Reagan, said, I will give you the bullets, I will give you the hand grenades. Murder Mark Dice, murder 9/11 truthers. He said, I'm serious. Call me. I want them murdered. He said that on 300 radio stations. That's okay. See, they can call for killing us, but then we say we question 9/11, and Glenn Beck says we want to kill Obama. I mean, just totally insane. But it's not insane. That's been a talking point for 3 years, that we're violent and that we work for Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. And so I think they're going to stage something. They've already tried with that case the New York Post ran where the woman comes out of the dark alleyway with a girl in a wheelchair and the man runs it in to Jeremy Tallis, and they charged him and he brought in the Secret Service and they said, no, he didn't. They attacked him. And the New York Post had to print a retraction. I mean, folks, we walk down the street and people come out of dark alleyways with girls in wheelchairs ramming them into us, going, he attacked me, he attacked me. I mean, they're trying to set us up. We're in danger. We need your prayers. And, you know, Michael Savage says that Obama will stage terror attacks. I mean, does he deserve to go to prison, according to Cass Sunstein at the White House? I mean, come on, folks, common sense. They've declassified, they stage a lot of these terror attacks. If they admit they've done it before and they stand to get power out of it and they're using the entire 9/11 attack for Homeland Security to set up against gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and veterans. Remember Glenn Beck when he did a show on MIAC and the Homeland Security Report? He said, let me read these out to you. And he said, oh, that sounds reasonable. That sounds reasonable. Well, I can see what the government's saying. I mean, I sat there and saw that. I mean, it's just he is outrageous. Limbaugh and Savage came out and said it was horrible. Sounded like my show. I tuned into it. Not Beck, man. I'm telling you, that guy is the real deal of tyranny. Benedict Arnold Glenn Beck. And we've got to expose him. I mean, when he starts saying that 9/11 truthers are going to murder Obama with no evidence, when they stage something, folks, you know. I can't believe it. Bobby in Texas, I'm going to your calls now. I know I said I'd take them. I'm just... Bobby in Texas, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. How you doing today?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. It's more than shook up. I'm just, every day it comes more and more clear just how serious this is.
I'm feeling you, Alex. I'm feeling you that. Listen, I'd like to talk a little bit about Glenn Beck and then go into H1N1 if I have time.
Sure.
But I know the type of guy that Glenn Beck is because I used to be just like him. I used to be a phony head Christian that my God was money, and all I, you know, the only result that I thought that was good was when I got more money or more people to I guess, fake into thinking I'm right. You know what I mean? So if I had money in a big house, it just perpetuated me. But one day, it came to an end, and I had to really look at who I was and what God I was following. And I'll tell you what. That would be the luckiest thing that happened to that guy, because I agree with you. He has been, and always since I've seen him, there's always something wrong with him. I don't trust a word he says. When he goes out on a limb on something, you know, there's always that partial truth to it, and then he adds that neocon type or flair to it. And anytime you talk about a neoliberal or a neocon, the first thing that goes in that is individuality. And it's always about empowering some larger source that controls, or, you know, a bank, or you know what I'm talking about, right?
He supported the banker bailout and then now says he was against it. I mean, he's a liar.
Oh, I know, he's a flip-flopper. You know, trust me, I used to do that too. And at any point in time, something worked at my advantage, that's where I was at, you know? So, yeah, I get what he's doing.
Well, stay there, Bobby. I want you to be able to finish up. We're going to Nathan, Lisa, Ross, Rudy. We're getting to everybody, but I want Bobby to be able to figure out. See, I've never understood that. Everybody else around me, most people, they do what advances them. I mean, don't think of myself as a good guy, but I do what's right because that's who I am. I don't control it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live taking your phone calls. I'm going to play 10 minutes of a 20-something minute documentary. That guy's... Print off that YouTube page. I want to plug. People can go watch it as well, about what big government does to people. I mean, this is unbelievable. But again, you look at it, that's the path we're marching down. It's a system where people in North Korea didn't even know there was a world outside. And all they thought about was food, and they were totally dependent. They were kept in cages, and then they would put a man and woman together for 5 days just so they would have a baby to be a slave in the state. This is worse than 1984. And this is what collectivism becomes every time. So that's coming up. Let's go ahead and go back to Bobby. So, but I mean, Bobby, the reason I have to go after Beck is he's not misguided. He, in a calculated way, knows exactly what he's doing. And to him, it's a psychopathic victory over conservatives, who I believe he really hates, that he's leading them into hell.
I really agree with you. But the thing about, but remember, when you talk about conservatives, you're talking about the type of Goldwater conservatives, the people that really want our country to succeed and to have, you know, a freedom and to have financial success and not be led by corporations. And that's exactly what Glenn Beck is about. It's clear as day. And when you see a guy, or I don't know, whenever I talk to a fellow who, you know, proclaims to be this high and mighty, you know, I'm doing all this for God, and all he can talk about, well, let's just say the last thing he talks about is altruism and individuality. You know, you're dealing with somebody who does nothing but follows a false god, probably Roger Ailes or Rupert Murdoch, just like you said. I mean, I don't know if you read Larry Klayman's book on whores, and there's certain areas in there that talk about Roger Ailes and what he's about. I tell you what, that group of people, if that's what our country, if we were to follow the Fox News Network into that agenda, I don't know if it's any worse than the way Obama's going.
Because nobody's going to have. Well, I mean, I want to be clear though. I mean, this isn't me. News Corp with Rupert Murdoch put out a 6-minute video saying they are pushing propaganda and bragging that they brainwash people in all their sitcoms, dramas, and movies for a global carbon tax. I mean, I told people 5 years ago that Rupert Murdoch was funding Hillary Clinton. They didn't believe it when it was even in the newspaper. I mean, I read his newspapers overseas. It's one message, and here it's another message. It's very calculating, very Machiavellian. It's all about betrayal. And I appreciate your call, Bobby. You made some great points. Again, last night I woke up really not even upset. It was more than that. Just like, man, this is real. And I was like, God, what is it I'm supposed to do? And it was like, go after Glenn Beck. And because I hate talking about people. I don't like it. I don't even like making Obama the enemy or Bush the enemy. You know, they're puppets. I don't like the personality issues because that almost feeds into it. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about him. My way of really disliking him is to not talk about it and try to ignore it and like, no, don't show me that. No. I mean, I'll see articles we post sometimes because I don't control my writers. I know they've got good brains and they basically do most of the posting and ideas themselves. But I will, see some new horrible thing he did, and I'll not want to look at it. See, that's the problem, folks. I've got all this stuff I read. I'm angry about each article. And I genuinely, once a month or so, I'll be driving down the road, and I'll think about the country and the innocence and how the CPS is taking people's kids and raping them. And I'll start crying, and not a sobbing cry. I can't even control it. Just tears start running out. And then I see Beck on his TV set, he even shows people this so they'll know he's fake, and on putting stuff in his eyes that makes him cry and getting into the fakeness of what we really should be crying for this country. He is a counterfeit, folks. He makes me sick. And I just asked God, I said, how do I keep him from taking my work and turning it into something evil? I mean, I feel dirty because I haven't been sophisticated enough to see this coming beforehand. I just am... I'm going to do the best I can to let God take over from there. But we've all got to individually do what we can. I'll be right back.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't want to go on air and say 9/11 was an inside job on 9/11 8 years ago. I didn't want, when Obama was like the second coming of Christ, to come out against him. I had to. And I'll tell you, every time I force myself to go with my conscience and the evidence, it has been hard, but at the same time, easy to do. I don't know how to explain it. I guess at the final equation, because we all experience this individually. So while I talk about this, you've all had similar experiences, or the exact experiences, I know. I mean, we're all human. We're cut from the same cloth. I don't like having to even go after evil people, but I can't control myself. When I know someone is a con artist and a fraud and a liar, I have to go after them. And at the same time, I always try to not go off half-cocked on people. I try to really do my research. That's why a lot of times there'll be a bombing or an attack or an event. People say, well, was it an inside job? And I say, I don't know. I got to research it. And then the evidence comes out later for whatever it may be, and then I report to you. And I give you my thought process. I say, this is the evidence I have. This is how I see it. What do you think? I'm going to go back to your calls. It's just, in the short term, it is not good for my, quote, career to come out and say the government murdered everybody at Waco, even though I had the evidence. It's not good to come out and go and confront Bush and get arrested for no reason. It's... Because I always do it first. I do it right at the peak of the enemy's popularity with whatever new scam they're selling. Because I'm the guy that hits the barbed wire. And I don't know why other people don't hit the barbed wire. Or maybe people aren't in the position to hit the barbed wire like I am. But I hit the barbed wire. I hit the barbed wire over and over and over and over again because it's what I've got to do. I've got to tell you the truth, no matter what it is. And it's frustrating to have to sit here and plead with people and explain to people when it's so devastatingly obvious. I mean, if you did the research I do every day, you would know all this. You would know it. You wouldn't just hear it and then make a decision on whether or not you wanted to believe it. Folks, you have to get sick of being conned and manipulated. And even as Beck and others engage in fraud after fraud after fraud after fraud, I still have tried to hold back partial judgment and hoped. But there's something so much more evil about cloaking yourself as a sheep when you're a wolf, about lying to people who admire you and have confidence in you. But I've noticed reading criminology and studying it and seeing it in life, evil people, psychopaths, sadistic psychopaths, they enjoy the conning of the people. And see, it's so alien to me. It's so alien. And
then watching innocent good people be conned and abused is very painful. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, I would have just gotten mad at Austin police covertly going in and setting up and shutting down the Austin gun show. But then watching them defend it and spin it, it just made me feel sick. I mean, I want to see them be good. I want to see them be honorable. I want to see honorableness and wholesomeness upheld. And then I think about the position I'm in, the responsibility I've got, and all the bad things I do when I'm trying to be good, when I'm trying to be accurate. And then I just think about how I have a conscience, and I'm trying to be as accurate and as good as I can be. And I can't imagine someone who is just as smart as I am or smarter who chooses to join with evil and chooses to serve it and enjoys deception and enjoy. I mean, all I've got is being real. And that's not like, oh, I'm real, I'm holier than thou, I'm good, look how good I am. No, I'm bad. But the point is, I am real. And it's who I am. I'm not making myself that way. It's who I am. And that's all I've got. That's what I value. And then I realize, even if I try the straight and narrow, even if I focus, even if I'm watchful, even if I'm as wise as a serpent and harmful as a dove or whatever the saying is, I still am going to let people down, folks. They're feverishly combing through anything and everything I ever did, making stuff up, lies you can't imagine. And so that's why it is about you being individuals. You know you're good. You know you love freedom. You're not perfect, but your heart is right. Your heart is right. You want to be a good person. You want to be loving. You want to be honorable. And you know you're good. And I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. And so all we can do is do our best and then give it to God. And just because it's the burden. It's the burden. It's such a burden. Like, I'm the main guy, the main real thing, you know, out there fighting the COINTELPRO and the operations. And we're having incredible success, but I see it all. I see the whole enemy and all of their nightmarish corruption and wickedness and their sins and who they are. And I see all the demons, folks. They're all around me. And I'm like, my God, I wish people could see what I see. I wish they knew. The way I can read people now, the way I understand things, it's almost like torture. You know, the level of discernment I just continue to get, and then I'm in this weak body. I'm this weak, sinful person, and I'm like, what have you done to me, God? And God says, oh, it's going to get a lot worse, buddy. And now I can't change who I am. I can't go back. I can't join with the evil. I wouldn't. But it's just... If people knew what was really going on, if they could only understand, if they could only really have discernment, and I know a lot of you do, and that's why you're active in warning people. I'm really ranting today. I woke up at 3:35 in the morning in the cold, dark, still of the night. I went in the living room and I just sat there for hours and hours and and you know, those thoughts you're having in that still time, the understanding, it was so much more. So much information. It was like downloading information. It was just like, at a certain level, it's good to have the information and you want more of it. And it's so incredible, but then you want to warn people. And then you look at people like Obama and Roger Ailes and Glenn Beck and all of them, and they are just swollen, blood-filled ticks who are just so worldly, and you just can't believe the choices they've made. You can't believe, like, you lose the hatred of them. I've grown out of hating people. And that was a primitive, worldly, almost warming fire I had of competitiveness, and we're going to beat these people. And now it's not even that. I'm just like marveling at them, marveling at that they could do this, marveling that police and government could be so corrupt, marveling that North Korea could be so evil, marveling that they like it. Not just can they do it for petty worldly power. I mean, I'm 36 years old next month, and I already feel really old. I've gone past being afraid of death to not being afraid of death, to not wanting to die, but not even concerned about it anymore. And I know that I've got this far in life, and it seems like 5 minutes has passed, and in 5 minutes I'm going to be 85 years old having a stroke dying. And of course all you've got in this world is being good and being honorable and loving your little species, sweet little humans. They've got such potential. And we let scum and degenerate, murderous, lying filth run our lives. And just rise up and beat them, folks. Get your guts warmed up. Get your soul on fire. Get some strength. Folks, a lot of you Christians claim you're close to God. There's no way you are in tune with God. Because if you were in tune with God, you would feel the unlimitless love and passion and creativity and honor and everything that is good and everything that is wholesome. And you would feel ashamed of yourself, even if you were somebody trying to be good. You know, our greatest work is like rags. You would be ashamed of how much God loves you and what you've done, and how you didn't just appreciate all of creation, all of the beauty around you, the unbelievable blessing of consciousness, the unbelievable blessing of children, the unbelievable blessing of your wife or your husband. Instead, people think kids are bad and they abort them. It's just everything good is denigrated. Everything evil is risen up. Wickedness is not sexy. It's not cool. It's not gleaming. It's not powerful. It is stunted. It is stinking. It is maggot infested. It is horrific. And I look right past the people in their fancy suits and their, you know, all of the polished slickness and all the trappings of the world. And I cut right through it, and I see at their core just how inherently weak and pathetic they are, and how damned they are, and how destroyed they are. And all I have is pity for them. But like pity for a rattlesnake, you got to dispatch. And we have to crush these people. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time, The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Okay, going to your calls. You know, I just reflectively think about how even if I try to be a pure, good person, that the enemy is obsessed with anybody who stands up against enemy, against their system, against the enemy. The enemy is obsessed with tearing us down, taking little snippets of things we've done, mixing it together to distort who we are. But we have to know they're going to do that. And we just have to continue to expose them. We're having victories against them. And there are many people within the system who do have souls, who do have hearts, who still have humanity, and they're waking up and speaking out too. And I just ask police officers, government people, bureaucrats, the general public, let's just repent for being a corrupt, evil people. We really have become evil. I mean, look at our culture, our media, and let's just repent and ask God to heal our land and ask God to lead, God, and direct us against corruption, because it's getting bad, folks. And it's only going to get worse. We have to have the will to stand up against it. God isn't going to fix it on his own. We have to stand up and stand in the breach and take action and have that faith. And then God will help us. And that's the way it's always been. Okay, let's go to your calls. I've been taking too long here. Nathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm just going to tell you, I got two things. I called the Austin Police Department today several times, and finally got through to an officer, and he told me that, first he tried to tell me that everything I heard was lies, and then he went and told me the same story that the gun show, the guy coordinating the gun show told us, and so obviously it wasn't a lie. He told me under arbitration law that they're can't be a gun show there ever again at that address. The same law they use on crack houses when they continually get busted.
But see, now, exactly. They said, we didn't make them do this. And then now they're saying, oh, in fact, where's that press release? It was out there. You know, it was a sting on illegal guns in this location. And so that's what they did, and nothing had happened at that location. People would see people in the parking lot with guns driving by them and call the police. Same reason you can't drive with a rifle in your car in Texas in the gun rack, because people moved in from out of state, they call the police on you. So I guess because it scares some yuppies from California, we can't have our guns?
He even admitted that it hadn't happened there. It happened at the people that held the last gun show, but he said that...
Yeah, they were there for almost 20 years, and they had nine incidents where they'd run nine stings where their people went in and said they were illegal aliens, sell me a gun.
And
the yuppies in the message boards, the 10% or so that agree with the police,
upwards of 90% disagree. Go read the Statesman and KVUE's message board on the story. You'll see it for yourself. I printed it off, meant to go over today, but ran out of time. And in there, they say, well, you can't sell a gun without registering it because they don't know. No, it's a private sale. If you're not a gun dealer, you can privately go sell a gun anywhere you want. I mean, but again, they're just saying, no, you can't. They don't have a law. They're just doing it. So he was proud of himself at the end. He just said, we put a crack house law on it, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was proud of himself. We need to get out there this Saturday. We need to get some people together. And also, I wanted to tell you that I deliver feed to feed stores all around. I've been talking to him about Deborah Medina, and I cannot believe how many people are saying they're going to vote for her. There's definitely a lot more people interested in her than they make it sound like.
And they weren't going to include her in the Belo debate till a boycott started, so now she's included in that. Again, it's just like Massachusetts. She could win if she had more time. She's still got a chance, but, I mean, there is a major grounds, and she's a really good candidate compared to the Brown, but, again, at least it's a good message. The police in their own press release did not invoke some law. But, see, that cop had to tell you there was a law so he wouldn't face psychologically that they were involved breaking the law.
Well, I tried to tell him that he was breaking the law, that you can't impose a law that doesn't go with the Constitution. But
it wasn't even a law, sir. They just made it up.
He just kept on with the same gun propaganda. He just kept saying that it's to defend the city against illegal aliens and drug dealers and
felons. Oh yeah, I love that. The city of Austin has a policy and was given an award by Vicente Fox 5 years ago. It's in my the extra film, Fall of the Battle for the Republic on Endgame. It's a little 17-minute mini film. And he came and gave an award to the Austin Police Department for not following the law and not arresting illegals. They arrest a citizen for an expired driver's license, but they won't arrest an illegal. But now they're using, we want to stop illegals from getting guns. This is total bull.
Appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what the police thank you. That's what the police always do now. They go, well, we did this because it keeps the community safe. You know, if one crime gets committed, everybody loses their rights. Even if they don't have a law, they just do it by hook or by crook, and that's the way it is because they're the police.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
What the Austin police do as federal minions is they don't enforce federal laws and state laws that are the law. And then they enforce imaginary laws on citizens. We're the slaves, we're the milk cows, we're the property, we've got to be kept defanged in line to pay them. Now, I remember 5 years ago, Vicente Fox gave an award to Austin as the number one sanctuary city. Illegal aliens can drink and drive. They can do everything. And I've told the story of pulling into my parking lot one time, one night, about 8 o'clock. My IT guy was in handcuffs. I got out. The cops jumped out, got real angry. They said, oh, Alex Jones, we're fans. Oh, just wondering what you were doing in our investigation. They said, we went through your building to make sure he wasn't robbing anything. Yeah, we saw him pull in here, and so we pulled in, and his license was expired. And I go, why are you arresting him? I go, let me guess, you don't arrest illegal aliens. And he goes, no, we have a unwritten policy. We get in trouble. He goes, I don't care. I'm retiring in 6 months, but it is wrong. The judges just let him go, so no revenue comes in. So again, the illegals are above the law, but they know citizens are mad about that. So they say, we shut down the gun show because there'd been a few cases in the last few years with another gun show operator where a private citizen came in legally. It was still legal. And, you know, because the person didn't say they were illegal and did this. But Ryan, who came to work here from a Craigslist ad, we don't tell you where you're getting hired when we hire, he worked at the city in customer service, and it was stated that citizens have to have three forms of ID to get power or gas through the city or trash, and you've got to jump through all these hoops. But illegal aliens don't. And at Access TV, they have a policy where the illegal aliens don't need any ID in the past. I don't know if it's still that case. So they are above the law because the government wants them here to drive down the wages and bankrupt the country and become citizens and then pull the lever for gun control and open borders. So they're here, and that's the end of it, and they're going to become our cops, and they are, and that's the end of it because it's New World Order. But I wanted to bring Ryan up. Ryan, briefly tell folks what you were telling me during the break.
Basically, here's the deal. If you're a citizen, you have to provide Social Security number, driver's license number, date of birth, all of that. If you are a citizen of Mexico and you've come over here illegally, you only have to provide one type of ID, which is called the matricula consular. And that's
They hand that out to anybody that pays $25.
Pays $25, you go to the Mexican consulate. It's not issued by us. And they get it, and they bring it to us with $200 cash, and they get services, and there's no way we can collect. Basically, the citizens have to pay the fee if they run out on their bill, which they often do.
And I remember the AP 3 years ago where in the banking association said, we give loans to illegals with no credit, no nothing, because it's so important to help them. So, again, they are God because they are meant to bring down the country. I'm not even saying they're bad people. The point is they are first-class citizens. We are slaves. But the Austin police shut it. Now, we did shut it down to stop the illegals. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so proud of their lawlessness.
Exactly. And, I mean, with the matricula consular, you'll find the same person will apply for services under five different names. All they have to do is just get a new one under a new name. There's really no checking. There's no ID.
Well, that's
required.
What the Republican leader of the Senate, I was like 5 years ago, interviewed him. I forget his name, in Colorado. He went out one day and in 2 hours got four different consular matriculas for $100 and was able to then go get on welfare. He did it as a stunt. It was in the Denver Post. And, I mean, it's just unlimited. I mean, no wonder the illegals are driving around in luxury vehicles and citizens that play by the rules are going bankrupt.
Exactly. You got one set of rules for a citizen, another set of rules for somebody that doesn't have any business being here in the first place.
And I guess everybody at the city just thought that was normal. And I told you, this is a sanctuary city.
No, as employees, we usually fought against it, but management would tell you, look, we're a sanctuary city, that's the policy, and, you know, you don't question it.
And just the policy trumps federal and state law. But then there's no law, and the cops shut the gun show down and just say, look, we have the weapons, shut up!
Exactly.
I appreciate your call. Now, I'm going to go to Lisa, Ross, Rudy, John, and Rob, and I'm going to play more of this tomorrow. I've just run out of time. Because this is so poignant, so powerful, so well documented. And for people that aren't PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching the live stream right now, it's on YouTube, North Korean Camps, North Korea. And it's a British documentary crew. In fact, I wanted to get these guys on when I first saw this a year ago. And very few have made it out of the camps. But this guy's got electrical burns on him, huge third-degree burns from the electrical fence. There's no power for the citizens, but there's power for the fence. They artificially keep him in starvation mode to control them. He was born in a prison. Most of the population lives in quasi-prison camps. All they dream about is food. They're almost a foot shorter, and they just like slaves were known as the little people. You know, my ancestors in England and France and other places in Germany, you know, nobles were known for being tall. And the slaves, the serfs were known as little people because you were kept at starvation level. This is a system of control. And they cut his finger off. They hang you up by hooks by your stomach. He's got scars all over him. And then they also interview somebody who just lived in regular North Korea, starving children everywhere, selling human meat. I want to play some of this because this is when you have a total state around you. And even though he's been out of North Korea for years, he still says, well, I guess they did have to execute my parents. So here is part of this piece, North Korea Camps, North Korea. It's up on YouTube. Here's part of it.
In the South Korean capital of Seoul, we've made contact with a young man of 26 years who, until 2 years ago, didn't know that a world existed outside of the barbed wire.
I didn't know, not at all, not until I escaped.
He quite simply thought the whole world was a prison camp. He didn't know that the country, North Korea, existed, that something exists outside of that country. He didn't even know that the mastermind behind his miserable life was Kim Jong-il. The children from Camp 14 were so worthless that they didn't deserve knowledge of the life and thoughts of the dear leader. Shin Dong-hyuk is not special in the sense that he has escaped the North Korean prison system. Tens, if not hundreds of thousands of prisoners are locked up there, and a few have managed to escape. But he's unique in the sense that he's the only one known to have escaped a so-called special control zone. That's a special camp system within the camp system, where prisoners are expected to spend their whole life. He's the only one who has come out alive and has been able to tell his story. We meet Shin at an old prison. Here the Japanese kept, tortured, and murdered Korean patriots before and during the Second World War. It's an environment that he recognizes immediately.
I was in a cell exactly like that.
Shin Dong-hyuk's story began on the 19th of October, 1982. His parents were prisoners in Camp Number 14, isolated in the mountains north of the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. The reason why is not known, but as a reward for good behavior, they were selected for marriage and put together in a cell for 5 days. 9 months later, Shin was born behind the fence. One thing followed him every day.
We were always hungry.
The little boy was placed with his mother, but she worked every day in the mountains and mines from 5 a.m. When she returned around midnight, she had no time for the boy. She often beat him. He learned nothing about common humanity.
I had no real feelings when I was a kid.
Two categories of people inhabited the world behind the wire.
Those who made mistakes were prisoners. Those who made no mistakes were guards.
In the eyes of the little boy, the starved and sometimes beaten woman who returned to him at night was the cause of his suffering.
My mom had made mistakes, so it was only natural that we should live like this. I didn't even want to know why.
Hit pause. Notice how, again, breeding them like animals as slave labor in the mines and cutting timber, and he still believes it's because his parents made mistakes. And so he deserves to be there. And see, that's now, a couple of illegal aliens in a parking lot were able to buy guns a few years ago. Now you don't get to have gun shows. See, and now France, 152 men and women killed each other in marriage. The government's going to send in basically adult services to monitor all marriages now. If you raise your voice, we're going to arrest you. We're going to take your kids. See, we're all being taught. We're all prisoners because 150 people in 2008 out of 61 million in France, 61,500,000, now you're all guilty. Oh, somebody wrecked text messaging so nobody can even look at their cell phone now in most cities. Oh, some terrorist attacks, so now all of you have to go through naked body scanners and have your body recorded. I mean, this is what all tyrannies lead to. This is what they want. Psychopaths enjoy people in slave pits. They like it. You like a big plate of enchiladas and going to a football game? They like raping little kids. And you're going to learn that. You're going to learn it at the hands of the government. They've been very good here with all the entertainment and fun, having it going on right under the surface, but now it's coming up. And they tell us torture's good and torture's admissible in court. They torture people 6, 7, 8 years, and now they have hearings with them. Admissible in court. See, we are becoming pure evil. Here it is. Continue.
Five, he was sent to school in the mornings. They taught him to read and write, to add and subtract. The teachers were guards with pistols and sticks to beat the little ones.
Hit pause. All over the United States, they're turning elementary and middle schools into giant federally funded boot camp military schools. The Boy Scouts are being taken over in every major city and the Explorer Scouts by the police and Homeland Security, training to take on, quote, veterans and gun owners, New York Times. But they say that's good. I mean, folks, they're actually setting this up. This is the scientific dictatorship. Continue.
One day he witnessed a teacher beating a little girl on the head so hard that she died the next day. In the afternoon, the five-year-old was sent to the mountains to do hard labor. The only positive thing about that was that it was possible to catch mice, rats, worms, and snakes for the eternally hungry stomachs. Friendship and closeness didn't exist. Everyone was on his own. Everybody else could be an informer.
Our society was constructed in a way so that my mother was supposed to inform on me and I would inform on her.
Hit pause again. Hit pause. In Austin, they put TV ads on. I've got a clip of it in Fall of the Republic where they say $200 to report on your neighbors or family, passing them out to the kids. And the cops are like, this is how we stop crime. But we know everywhere else, Germany, North Korea, we know it's bad. We know Pol Pot. Our own government-funded Pol Pot. We know it's evil, folks, but they've got, and the guards and police get in this psychopathic power trip. Now they taser you if you don't get in line right away. Here it is.
Jim was taken from his mother. He was placed in a dormitory and supposed to attend secondary school.
From 12 years on, it was nothing but work. But they called it secondary school. There was no reading or stuff like that.
It would be 2 years before he was to see his mother and an unknown brother again. But before that, he was suddenly dragged out from the dormitory by guards, thrown into an isolation cell, and subjected to unspeakable torture.
Hit pause. Notice there was an older brother he'd never met that had been kept in another slave pit. See, it's about breaking the family down, to where one time you're put in a cell with a woman to get her pregnant, you don't know your brother. And, I mean, this is pure boot stomping on the human face forever. This is 1984. This is what you're going to live under. Do you understand? Unless you say no. Continue. Cutting his fingers off. Putting a giant hook through him. Over fire.
his mother and brother had attempted to escape, the idea was to get the 14-year-old boy to reveal if he knew anything about the attempt. But he knew nothing and couldn't tell anything. The torture went on for 7 months. One day, it was the 29th of October 1996, Shin was dragged out to an open square and placed in the first row of the prisoners there. He thought he was about to be executed. But then they brought out his mother and his brother.
I think it is better we skip this part.
The brother was shot. The mother hung. She was tied up in gags, but just before she died, she looked directly at him. He avoided her eyes. From then on, a miserable life was transformed to daily naked horror.
After the death of my mother, I had an incredible hard time. I was beaten every day. I almost died.
The other children attacked him. "Your life is lost," they yelled and laughed. They stole his food, and all the time he hated his mother and brother for what they had done.
I blame them a lot. It's hard to express. But it was a good thing that they died. After all they had committed, the crime.
That's like the average American defending the government, defending the police, defending torture, defending killing a million Iraqis. You are just like him now. Years after he escaped through the electrical barbed wire fence, incredible, just whole backs of his legs burned off, just molten scars. Remember that. He still defends them because that's the mind control. He loves O'Brien. He loves Big Brother. He's been to the Chestnut Inn. Go back to it.
Years went by. Shin was teamed up with a guy who had lived outside the wire. He told the boy about Kim Jong-il and his father, Kim Il-sung, and about the fact that a world existed out there where there was endless amount of food every day.
The food made me escape. Even if it was going to cost me my life, the only thing that interested me was the food.
All right, stop there. BBC reports, I've had top British government people on, remember a few years ago, that you're going to have a ration card for how much food you can have. That's the carbon tax. You're all going to live like that. That's been announced. They're going to phase it in incrementally. We already have more people in prison than any other country in the world. It's over. Unless we say no to these people. I'm going to skip this final break. It's a network break, so stations are playing ads over it. They're really not supposed to, whatever. It's not even that a lot of stations sit there and play ads over our breaks. It's that then when we do skip a network break, you don't hear what I have to say, even though it's our time. But we're going to break here in a moment, except for network break. I'm going to go ahead and go to calls. That's only part of it. You can go watch the rest of it. It gets even worse. And that's what we fight. That's what we're up against. What did Ted Bundy do? He went and chained women down for months and tortured them. What does every psycho do? This is beautiful to them. When psychopaths get control of your government, that's what's set up. Doesn't matter if it's in Asia, Europe, Latin America, that's what happens. As for me, I'm going to try to peaceably beat these people. I'm going to try to peaceably wake up as many as I can. And I will die on my feet instead of on my knees. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm not going to a work camp. You're not going to have some guard sitting there putting hooks through me. They may grab me off the street and get away with that. And the point is, I'm going to, and I know that's tyranny. That's terrorism to say I'm not going to be sent to a death camp. The average American's like, you must go to death camp if government says government is God. See, you have been brought into this. It's over for some of you. I mean, your mind's far gone. You're so scared of the tyranny that you decide, like the Stockholm syndrome, to serve it. You're like the Austin police, you know, they'll shut things down illegal and they don't care. First, they said they didn't do it. Now they're saying, oh, we did for your own safety. So what? No law. We just did it. And that's how you become like Fidel Castro. Lisa in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering, is this how the Matricula Consular, I live in New York, is this how they get illegal aliens to just drive around? I've always wondered about that.
No. Ma'am, it's the biggest issue, and Republicans never talk about it, because it's all staged. They want amnesty, too. They are all above the law. They get rental. The Patriot Act doesn't apply to them. Nothing applies to them. They get taxi licenses, everything, with nothing. They're allowed to drunk drive where I live. Sheriffs all the time arrest carloads of illegals, and the feds actually hire them on the spot and go give them government jobs. That's Wall Street Journal.
Okay, and this illegal alien amnesty, how will we know that they're implementing it? What should we
for? They're going to call it fixing immigration. They've already tried. But when you get the bill, like the last three tries in the last 5 years, it's total, complete legalization, just completely open borders, total capitulation. Then we're issued a North American Union ID card. They're already issuing it. Have you seen the TV ads for the North American Hemisphere ID? They're already issuing it all. It's just total lawlessness, totally criminal government. Mm-hmm.
What do we do about it? I mean, what can I do?
Well, we are the North Korean slaves. We are the milk hog. And so to further hurt us and further get us bankrupted so the government can really have its way with us and then take your children if you're poor, that's the real official plan, they've got to hoard in as many illegals as they can to drive down the wages and further implode and get everybody in debt who is in the system trying to pay the taxes that can't keep up, more taxes to crush you, more illegals to drive down wages. And then most importantly, then the illegals, second generation, are made the police chiefs and the commanders everywhere. And then they will rule us because they come from authoritarian regimes. And then they will pull the lever to take our guns and property. And then they will be the prison camp guards.
Okay, and
that's the plan.
Thing.
I mean, it's an absolute New World Order banking plan. I mean, they want you in a box just like that guy stated.
All right, and one more thing. I, as someone who's interested in getting one of those Ecolo Blue, the reverse osmosis machine, as a user, have you noticed that perhaps maybe your energy levels have gone up? Do you feel different?
No, it's just really clean water. It goes through a bunch of filters and is out of the atmosphere.
Okay, so you won't notice, like, an energy level difference since they're putting fluoride in the water or anything
Are you kidding? Yeah, a few months after you start drinking really purified water, I mean really purified, you'll feel an incredible difference. Absolutely. Sure. I'm talking about as filtered water goes, you know, purified water is always better. But, no, I mean, it's not, like, magical or something.
No, I understand that. I misunderstood you.
I understand you weren't saying that. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're out of time, Lisa. I got to move fast. Sorry, had you holding so long. It's just, this isn't like a regular radio show where it's all programmed out. I mean, this is just me up here. Somebody who researches this just going, folks, is this really what you want? I mean, this, can you face the horror? Or you're like you got, or are you that guy defending the people that tortured his family to death? All he cares about is food. See, he's like a zombie now. He just, the whole thing, I like food now. They tortured me. It was good. They did what they knew, but I want food. His base core thing is food. I risked my life for food. They were good killing my parents, but I committed the crime. I came here for food. There he is in a relatively free country compared to just a few miles away, but he still can't break the conditioning, just like you can't, because you love evil. The illegals are all above the law. People go, well, that's good. That's what America's, we got to follow the law. Because it breaks the law to make them legal. You know, you're under mind control, folks. I am sane. You are insane. If you don't look at these facts and your humanity's gone for some of you out there that don't understand. Watching that video really freaks me out. And I've seen other footage of some of our troops that got broken after 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years and Vietnamese or North Korean, and they're the same. Some of them were strong and weren't broken, but some of them were just like, you know, you'll see them do interviews now. They're like, they were very nice. They needed to torture me. I needed it. You know, and that's the American people. You're a bunch of tortured, drugged out, They're drugging your water supply. Cops think it's funny right now listening. Go ahead and eat the GMO corn, giving your kids liver failure and your wife's hair is falling out and her thyroid's shot from all the stuff. I mean, you think it's funny, don't you? It's not funny. It's not funny! Ross in Texas, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. You are a voice in the wilderness out of Houston, out of Austin. We love you. The righteous are hearing you, and I am so appreciative of your beacon, letting people know what's going on. Just a few things. I'm a first-time caller, and some time ago you had a guest. I believe her name was Dr. Tenpenny, I believe. And
Sherry Tenpenny, yeah.
Yes, sir. And she posed a question what we can do to help ourselves. And, sir, the number one thing we have to do is we have to reclaim our water systems now. We have to do that right now.
We have to kick the fluoridators out. Again, the illegals are above the law. We're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in your water. Ha, ha, ha. See, we're all in a giant, more, as Aldous Huxley said, a high-tech, fancy Times Square gulag, where it's even more sophisticated, where you don't even know you're in it. Listen, I'm out of time. I apologize to you, Ross, Rudy, John, Rob. Call me back tomorrow. I promise I'll go to your calls first. In fact, we'll have first-time callers again, and I promise I'll get to you. I just had a lot I had to say. Retransmission starts now. We had some fun technical difficulties, but we're going to re-air that right now from the first hour. You want to hear the train wreck. Great job, crew. God bless you all. You're in a gulag. Wake up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Coast to coast, direct from